Hey, KFC Radio listeners, you can find every episode of KFC Radio on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. America's
back!
Back
better than ever, motherfuckers!
The country is back, and so is Russia. Like, let's go fucking toe-to-toe with Putin, and let's beat his ass. We're smarter than the Russians, right? It's another edition of KFC Radio on the Barstool Sports Network. As you listen to this, it's fucking November 12th, and it's another, you know, 60, 70 degree day. As I'm recording this, it's in the goddamn 70s in New York. It's a hot and humid summer fucking day in the middle of November. I can't handle that. I can't. Mother Nature, you fickle bitch, you. Make up your fucking mind. And cut it out. I can't do it.
It doesn't make any fucking sense.
I'm in hoodies and jackets now. I want to wear boots. I want to wear. You got the Frank the Tank belly sweat going.
It's tit sweat.
You got tit sweat.
It's tit sweat.
Holy
shit. Let's be clear about what it is. It's titty sweat.
You got titty sweat in November.
I have back sweat. So yes. I wore a raincoat here because it's going to be raining on the way home. And I have.
Well, that's the worst. When you're wearing a raincoat and it's hot, it's not raining. It just. It's like wearing a garbage
traps
bag.
It in, yeah. I think it's how, like, Martin Lawrence almost died, right? Or is it Eddie Murphy? Someone went jogging in, like, California with fucking garbage bags.
104 degrees.
Yeah, yeah. Just passed out, obviously, because that's what you do. But the... I've gone
right
full...
Now.
I'm the exact opposite. You know when, like, climate change deniers are like, oh, I thought about global warming. It's snowing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm the exact opposite.
It's global warming. It's getting hotter.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Like, it's hot in November. It's obviously global warming. It's not just a one-week thing. It's too fucking hot.
Ugh. I mean, it is, and it's wet and humid. It's like if I could deal with it if it was just like a nice 70 is still too much. You want to give me a 60-degree day in November, but it's got to still be like somewhat crisp, you know? This is just disgusting.
I think
I
just let
a
man die because of it.
Huh?
I think I just let a man die because of it.
You let a man die?
I think so.
What do you mean?
I was just walking to work,
uh-huh.
And there was a homeless person in the middle of the ground, and they were like, just kind of like moaning. And I was like, man, I'd love to help you, but it's just too hot today. I got to get to the air conditioning.
What? How did you not tell me this story immediately? Also, by the way,
I mean, it's not that wild of a story. Like, it just happens all the time in New York. A homeless person on the ground, you walk around him.
It could have been a cool 40 degrees and you were walking around that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah,
you were not helping.
I'm blaming the climate and Mother Nature. This, you made me do this, you bitch!
that blood is on your hands, Mother Nature.
Yeah, like, I mean, if it was cooler.
I mean, you would think, actually, the homeless probably loved this. The other day when it got real cold. I was thinking, like, man.
I don't think anyone loves this. I don't think anyone loves heat.
I think when the winter's about to hit and you're homeless in New York, you appreciate a 70-degree day.
I think you should be, because the winter's not about to hit. It hasn't gotten particularly cold. It's gotten, like, in the 50s.
There was one day where it was, like, chill, like, cold. And
I haven't worn anything more than a white jacket.
I saw them, like, you know, hunkering down inside their boxes, and I was like, oh, like, some legit Game of Thrones shit. Winter is coming. And now they're probably, Now, but, you know, I've seen homeless people, they get picky, too. It's like that bum who I once tried to give White Castle, and he said, that's bad for my cholesterol. There's probably some bum out there going, oh, I got titty sweat today, man. Where's the winter? I don't care that I live on the streets. This is awful. It's how bad the weather is. The homeless even hate it. I had a homeless guy come up to me yesterday. I was waiting online outside the city MD clinic to get my COVID test, and I was wearing...
You got in the back?
Yeah. Negative. Negative. Clear.
Bingo, bingo.
And I was wearing Mosh's new sneakers. And he, like, stumbles over to me. He's all fucked up. He's like, yo, man, when you get those sneakers? And I was like, fuck. Because he was talking to everyone on the line. And I actually, it was funny. The guy behind me started to engage him a little bit. And I was like, these dumb fucking people who actually engage, like, just keep your head down, say sorry, look the other way, and they'll go. And then he started talking about sneakers. And I was like, well, yeah, man, they're actually this custom sneaker from this guy that I know. This is his first original. I'm like, what am I doing? God damn it, I'm breaking my own rules.
Maybe if you worked a little harder, you could get yourself
so
a bit.
He says to me, he's like, how much those run you? And I was like, well, you know, again, I'm talking like they're, you know, they're handmade, they're custom, they're pretty expensive because of that. It's his, you know, first small batch release. And he's like, but you got the hookup, huh? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, well, how much for me? And I was like, but... How much for you? You don't have, you're homeless. I don't think you can afford any sneakers at all, let alone
I like to think that
these
just
ones.
Setting you up tasks for a dollar. Like, how much like, are those sneakers?
You can keep the
sneakers.
Well,
they're Italian handmade, and the Vibrams here are just a completely new foot support, and it's really a scientific experiment when you think about it. And this is fucking silks from the finest of the Orient. And he's like,
I got this from the Triangle Trade.
And he's like, all right, man, gotta get a dollar. Oh, no.
No, I don't have that, dude. Yeah, I don't have that at all.
Do you have a square on you? Because I'll give you a swipe if you'd like.
Man, I can't. The weather is just a catastrophe, though. Just take me now. Like, just COVID kill me if this is going to be
COVID might kill you. Because tell you what, we've kind of slept on COVID a bit.
Yeah.
COVID's run up the score at this point.
I mean, COVID's just fully fucking back.
Like,
you know what? It's actually
fully back. And we're just fully, like, whatever.
It's fascinating.
Sorry, I'm tired of staying in the house.
this whole thing, when you look back, it's going to be a very interesting case study on like science and diseases and pandemics and the spread and all that. It's also just this thing is really totally dictated, not even necessarily by the media, although that's obviously part of it, just by like the sociology of people. Like, it was a big deal when we said it was a big deal, and it's not a big deal when we say it's not. And obviously it's not. It's going to just fucking rampantly kill everyone. But we all, as a collective, we're just like, we're not doing it this time. We're just not.
Last Tuesday was the first time I hit 100,000 cases?
So it's actually growing up? Like, we're hitting new highs?
Let me finish. Do you know yesterday was the first time I hit 200,000 cases?
In where? In the
in
country?
America.
But how
many? That is so many cases.
Are less people dying? Is it less hospitalizations?
Because
that's the other thing. I feel like in the beginning it was like, if you get it, you're fucked. And now I think if you get it, like if Chris Christie can survive it, he must have got a weak strain or something. He must have got like some fake COVID.
He was in the ICU.
He should be fucking dead.
Did you see Chappelle him yet?
Yeah. I
mean, wow, Chris Christie's badass is in the ICU. Chris Christie got all the fixings.
I mean, if that didn't kill him, though, I feel like something.
Well, they get different medicine.
Yeah, they get the good shit. They get that good. I got a million DMs from everyone from fucking people saying they're interns at Pfizer, like they're gonna fucking know.
Oh,
to people who are saying that they're important. I'm like, oh yeah, you're important at Pfizer, but you're DMing the guy on Instagram who makes fucking stupid videos every day. Yeah, I'm sure you're.
What
real
were they
important.
Saying?
One was just like that they did know about it and that, you know, the one commonality that I did see, if there is any validity to these not valid people, was that it was more like they just don't want to be involved in the election at all.
Yeah.
Not that they were picking a side or hated Donald Trump, whatever. But that they, how about the Pfizer guy who cashed out all his stock? He sold 60% of his holdings on the day that they announced the vaccine, but it was predetermined back in like August. He had like a stock option that was like, you will like the option cashes in or whatever the terminology is on November 8th or whatever the date was. And so it wasn't in his control.
But, so he sold like, was it exceptionally high or was it low?
I think it was high because of that announcement. So I think
I feel like it would go higher though. Once, like, you'd want to keep it because once the vaccine comes out, it's
so that
go
but
higher.
Like, that's why this was just like he had stock options. He went to cash them in. However that investment mechanism works, they were like, okay, like you're collecting. Okay, you'll get paid out on whatever the date is, whatever the price is on November 10th or whatever. And then I don't know if he could orchestrate it where it's like, all right, well, let's announce it on
that seems
Friday.
Like a terrible idea. I don't know much about stocks. I probably should learn more. But the like 3 months out, whatever it is, however many months we are removed from August, being like, whatever the stocks are on that day, that's when you have to cash out. I'd be like, well, I'll wait to figure out what they fucking are.
Well,
maybe
like,
I'll keep them.
But sometimes you can't. Like, I know my uncle worked for Citibank, and he had like employee stock options that he had to cash in right during the 2009 recession. And it was like at an all-time low, and he thought he had like a, you know, multi-million-dollar stock option to retire to one day. And he had nothing.
Was
that like an alt? Yeah, he had like nothing, and it was just like the worst fucking timing in the world. But that's the way, you know, when he got that stock option in 1985 or whatever, they were like, you'll collect it in 25 years from now is 2009, and like that's it. And he just couldn't do anything about it. So this is, I guess, the, yeah. I mean, he's If I were him, I would go full Michael Douglas and falling down. I would just kill the whole city. I'd be like, and then when people were like, why are you doing this? I'd be like, well, listen, I had a city stock option. And they'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, shoot away. Fucking go ahead.
I just go Victoria's Secret, whatever that guy's name was. I just jump off the Golden Gate.
Yeah, that's just don't take anybody else out with you. Just kill yourself.
Yeah.
Don't kill yourself. Speaking directly to him, I just told him to kill himself. Everybody else can kill themselves. He listens, so don't kill yourself. Anybody who stinks in bed, also don't kill yourself, because Roman is here for you. You know, there's probably some kids out there who got dick problems. That can really weigh on a guy.
Oh,
that can really...
boy, I couldn't imagine. Well, I mean, I can't imagine. But I just have bad dick. Whatever, that's fine.
Okay,
like if you had like significant dick problems, that affects your entire life.
Your whole life.
There is nothing more than your penis that dictates what happens.
Like you're short, like that's tough. You start losing your hair, that's tough. You can overcome those things. You got a real bad dick situation. Either you can't get it up, or you pop off too easy, and that's gonna completely change who you are as a person.
And like just knowing, waking up every morning and knowing, I did not pleasure my partner last night.
Yeah.
Is just...
Or even worse, you wake up in the morning and you got a partner to pleasure that night coming up and you're like, I'm not gonna.
Oh, yeah, your
date. Like, you're not even excited for your date. Yeah. You have
a funeral to go to that night.
Yeah, right. It's like dead man walking. You just know that you're gonna walk in and get slaughtered there. And you're still gonna do it anyway because, you know, you gotta still roll the dice, right? It's a beautiful girl.
This might be the one time it works.
Yeah, maybe it works. Maybe, you know, maybe she just happens to get off quickly, but I gotta try. And you know it's not going to. And then eventually it gets to the point where you probably don't. I bet you stop going on dates, or you make up excuses, or you cancel or whatever. And next thing you know, you die alone, all because your dick sucks. And a few years ago, from the beginning of time up until a couple years ago, you couldn't do anything about that. And then a company like Roman comes along and saves the goddamn world as we know it. Gets your dick hard with the ED medicine. Gets your dick keeps your dick hard with the Roman swipes. Now, if you don't want to do like a medication, a prescription, I can understand that. Sometimes people don't like to go that far with it. But the Roman swipes, non-prescription, totally safe, totally easy. You open them up, you wipe them on your dick, desensitizes it so that you last just like a little bit longer, long enough to make her come, make him come. Everybody's happy. Doesn't transfer your partner, doesn't affect them. Eventually you're done, it wears off, boom, you're good to go. And then when you start to use it, you start to learn, your dick gets trained a little bit, and then next thing you know, you maybe don't even need them, but the confidence is there. You're not canceling dates, you're not hiding from sex, and you're not gonna, you know, jump off the Golden Gate Bridge. So get the Roman swipes right now for just $5 when you go to getroman.com/KFC. They've got the pills to help your hair grow, the pills to keep your dick up, the swipes to keep it good in bed. Those are the three things that like dictate and define a guy's confidence. And now it's all possible when you go to Roman. Go to getroman.com/KFC. Get the swipes for just $5. Pharmaceuticals, man, they are the most important thing in the world, especially right now. With the vaccine talk, Pfizer announces on Monday they've got a vaccine 90% effective. They can start mass producing it in the third quarter of 2021. And lo and behold, this morning, Russia announces they've got their own vaccine that's 92% effective. And they went ahead and named it Sputnik. And so if you ask me, we got ourselves a whole new space race. We got ourselves a whole new Cold War, Russia versus USA race for a national pride type of achievement. We did it in the 60s with the moon. Who could get to the moon first? Not only was it like, I don't know, maybe we find some cool shit on the moon, but it was more about like pride and global dominance and who was the smartest and most capable country. And we're going to do it again with this vaccine. And I think it's what the country needs. I think we need some good old nationalism. We need some old national pride. Xenophobia. We need to get a little more xenophobic. We need a little bit more of that. What they call it, jingoism, right? We need a little more jingoism in our lives. We either need the aliens to come down, like an Independence Day where all the countries come together, or let's just pick Russia again and fight them. And we'll do it in the form of science. And blue can all come together and we say, fuck Russia, and we go get the vaccine first.
I think we already did it, to be honest. Like, I think if you can take one good thing from the Trump administration is that it made Russia the villain again. Because I'll be honest, I was getting tired
of movies with like fucking Abu Dhabi filters on. We're just like, yeah, we get it. We're fighting Muslim people. I'm fucking sick of this. This is just like every fucking movie.
Enough,
is just like, yeah, 20 for 20 years now.
Yeah.
Every goddamn movie is they just throw a little fucking Instagram filter on it, and they speak a different language. They tie a turban on. And
they have that funny type, the funny font.
Yeah, I've seen the movie a million times.
Yeah.
I'm ready to get back to the 80s and fight the fucking Russians.
Right.
I'm ready for Rocky IV.
The Ruskies, man.
Right? And like... In perfect Russian form, these fucking idiots, first thing they do, name it Sputnik.
Sputnik.
Name it the 86 Red Sox.
I was going to say.
You were almost there, but you fucking lost.
You lost.
What the hell does this matter?
Unless they're like, you know.
Sputnik was in the air for 2 months before it came crashing down.
They should have been like, you know, if they named it that and they were like, we are going to like right the wrongs of the past. Like, this time Sputnik will win. I could get down with it, but I mean, you just named it
just
a loser.
Name it. That's like having a kid die and naming your next kid the same name. That doesn't make any fucking sense. Like,
let's just run it back.
Yeah, we'll try it again. You're putting bad juju on that fucking kid. You're gonna lose.
The poor Sputnik vaccine is like, really, dude? You set me up for failure here. This thing was over before it started.
Calling him Steve 2. Is Sputnik 1? We got Sputnik 2 now.
So I mean,
where's the other Steve? Didn't work.
We got to run it back. With Apollo, then Apollo's got all the good
Apollo
shit.
One. Well,
Apollo 11. Let's do it.
Yeah, but our last Apollo wasn't. Wait, what was our last Apollo? Was it 13?
No,
it changed after Apollo 13.
They might have stopped. They should have stopped after 13. They should have been like, "Whoa, this thing's."
It changed to a new. I want to say 15.
I was going
to
say Apollo 17.
17. Okay.
Yeah.
How did the 17 mission end?
Looks like we landed on the moon.
All right, Apollo. It is
Apollo 18. Let's
do
go.
It.
Apollo 18. Is the new vaccine name, and it's a little rock, flag, and eagle. We need a little red, white, and blue.
Dude,
baby.
Our last episode, like, who's back in the week? The American flag?
America's back!
Better than ever, motherfuckers!
The country is back, and so is Russia. Like, let's go fucking toe-to-toe with Putin, and let's beat his ass. We're smarter than the Russians, right? Well, here's the thing, though. Okay, here's the thing.
I'm speaking personally, no.
Yeah.
But...
What about... Okay.
Well, I think we have enough Indian immigrants that we're now smarter than the Russians.
We got all the smart people from other countries.
I don't know how many...
We got enough Asians and Indians that we're smarter than the Russians.
I don't know how many Nazi scientists we still have around, but, like, if we combine them and the Indians, like, I think Americans are smarter.
That would be so great if there was, like, let's introduce now the American panel of scientists who defeated COVID.
Some decrepit war criminal and a fucking Patel.
It's like Rami Patel and some Asian guy and that Von Buren, whatever his name was, from fucking Nazi Germany.
Some dude with a fucking big, like, a bird tattoo on his chest. Yeah. And we have Danny Vineyard, right? What's his name? Is that his name? Who's that? The guy from Edward Norton's character in American History X. Oh my God.
Have fun with this graphic, Nick. Have fun making the promo for this. America! We got the flag waving behind him. We got a bald eagle landing on some Japanese fucking scientist's arm with a couple of skinheads and an Indian. We did it! America! As American as apple pie.
Xenophobia wins again, bitch!
I love you. That's what we need, man. Nothing brings people together like a good old fight with the Russians. Now, but here's the thing. Getting to the moon was kind of like a very, obviously, like a tangible, we are better, smarter, stronger, faster than you. This, though, at the end of the day, like if Russia just has a better vaccine, I'm taking the Russian one. If Russia's like, well, ours is 100% effective, and the American one's like, well, we've seen some problems, I'm like, well, I'm going to go get the Russian.
Not me, man.
America?
Not me. I drive a Chevy.
Also with the American.
And I take Apollo shots.
We do domestic. I take domestic drugs that stink, okay?
Unless it's cheaper and better. Hang on, a Toyota's only $13,000? Well, never mind. The RAV4 moves 40, beautifully.
42 miles to the gallon. Allen, Chevy and Dodge.
Sorry,
can go fuck
Detroit,
themselves.
You're out of business again.
General Motors can go fuck itself. I'll drive a Hyundai. I'll do a Subaru. I don't give a shit. Whatever happened to Mitsubishi, by the way?
I don't know.
You don't
dude.
See those anymore.
Yeah, we went out with a Motorola. Same company. The Mitsubishi, yeah. the
Razor.
You
Zuzi.
Had a Razor and an Eclipse. Woo!
Ooh,
and I was a cool
were.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, man. I knew this kid, Tommy Mullen. He had a white. He had a white, which is usually girly, but this was cool. He had a white Mitsubishi Eclipse with a spoiler, and he had the tinted windows that had faded to mirror. It went from tinted black to a mirror reflection, and he had rims and
I'd
shit
walk into
as
so
like
many
a
poles
17
if he was parked on the side of the street.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah, if you check yourself out. Yeah, he looked cool as shit. He probably had a razor, too. What happened to Isuzus? Remember those?
Zuzu. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think the terrorists bought them all.
Yeah, well, I've only seen the trucks like, that like, say Isuzu on the grill.
Like,
you know?
I feel like everyone in ISIS drives either an Isuzu
yeah.
or a Ford Ranger.
Tough luck for those cars.
You like, see those fucking things. Like
the ISIS trucks. Yeah. That is tough. I'll tell you what, by the way, it's like... It's like 4 p.m. somewhere, right? It's 4 p.m. in like Hawaii. Okay? Johnny's on a 12 p.m., 4 p.m. Shot right now.
It's definitely not. It's earlier in Hawaii.
Well, we got to go. I got to go like, yeah, so we got to go
think
to
somewhere
England,
in the middle
right?
of the Atlantic. No,
yeah,
it's, not, six.
It's like six. So we're like.
Yeah. Germany?
Germany.
Perfect.
That's where we're getting our scientists.
Yeah, so bottom line is, like, fuck Russia, but also if they have a better drug, I'll take that shit.
I don't think I would take a Russian drug. I think I'm too American.
I think
my blood would reject it.
I would... Fucking MAGA over here. My American blood rejects science. I can't get COVID. I believe in Donald Trump. I'm bathed in the blood of Christ. I'm good. You're gonna sign up with Kenneth Copeland. You're gonna blow away, or with my American
Wait,
breath,
Kenneth
I'll
Copeland.
Blow away
oh, that's the
fucking
guy.
The COVID. You can't. No Russian drugs for me. I would just automatically assume that the Russian drug will be inferior. But I'm saying if I knew it was not. Like, I'm pretty positive the American drug will be the best form of it. I don't know anymore. Maybe not. Maybe that's just me being a dumb, arrogant American. Maybe we're not anymore.
Well, but it's not Americans making it. Well, they're Americans, but they're like, you know, you and
but
me.
That's
they're
what,
better
yeah.
than us. They have better tans. Like they're
the,
fucking
not
smarter. Like,
not the garbage people of America. They're the real people of America. Yeah.
Not the fucking Irish. It's not the Irish. We'll be okay.
I guarantee you there's no mix or O's on the panel at Pfizer making the fucking vaccine, okay? There's
no Jimmy. Paul O'Malley comes out and says he did the vaccine. I'm like, fuck, I'll take the Russian
one. When Jimmy McNulty comes out, he's got rosy cheeks and he's got like the shakes a little bit. He's like, yeah, we've been working around the clock to get this vaccine done. I'm going to go over to the Ruskies, okay? Again, I want my fucking doctors to be Indian and Asian, and that's it. I want my lawyers Jewish. I want my doctors Indian and Asian. That's it. I want my bartenders to be Irish. Yeah. The only person who's administering anything that goes into my body that's Irish, it's booze from a bartender. That's
and
it.
And it's the medicine I take the most.
Yes.
So maybe they are the best doctors.
In a weird way, it's the most important medicine. Yeah. But this medicine, not for the Irish. No, no, no. No, no, thank you. No, that's not our forte.
I think they hit them all there.
Yep, we got them all. Yeah. Equal opportunity offensive today. Let's get into – we got voicemails coming up, of course. We got an interview with Mary Beth Barone. Right now out is a Behind the Blog with Bob Fox, which is so fucking good, except it's been eclipsed and overshadowed by the promotion for Behind the Blog. The only thing better than the Behind the Blog interview is the Behind the Blog promo for Bob Fox's episode. Nick stayed up for like 24 hours making Bob's entire existence into the beginning of a Marvel movie where you hear like the pages turning and you see everything like shooting across the screen and then like the Marvel logo pops up except it says Behind the Blog. It's the coolest thing I've ever seen made up Barstool Sports. It's the best promotion in the history of this company. So everyone go watch Behind the Blog. We'll do Am I the Asshole in a minute. But first... First, it's a tale as old as time when a soul singer from like the, I don't know, the 60s and 70s son turns out to be a paid actor who is hired to protect a government official who forgot to log out of their Twitter account while tweeting that they were a gay black man from the wrong burner. I mean, who hasn't heard that tale before?
You
know, I tell that one to my kids before they go to bed at night. They say, Daddy, Daddy, tell me the Patti LaBelle's son is a paid actor presenting himself as a gay black man story. Everyone knows that one. This is one of the wildest stories of the year, and it's getting really no play.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
So, yeah, this dude.
Okay, hang on. We do have a correction here.
Okay.
It seems like it's actually Pyle Dahl's nephew.
Okay. That actually does make a little bit more sense.
Yes.
Because, like, I feel like Patti LaBelle's son would be more, you know, we would know
it's
more
Twitter,
about
Twitter
it.
Is reporting it as Patti LaBelle's son, but Vulture seems to have it as Patti LaBelle's nephew. They definitely have many pictures together.
Okay, so let's start from the beginning. Dean Browning, who is like a Republican,
he's a former
County
commissioner.
Okay,
in
so he's in Pennsylvania. He's a Trump guy. He tweets replying to this guy, clearly forgetting to log out of a burner account. He says, "I'm a black gay guy, and I can personally say that Obama did nothing for me. My life only changed a little bit, and it was for the worse. Everything is so much better under Trump, though. I feel respected, which I never do when Democrats are involved." And it's a very funny thing when you see that tweet and then you look right above it and it says Dean Browning with his little check mark and his fucking white face as the avatar.
Yeah, it's Francis's dad. I think someone said that.
It really looks like a Francis Ellis.
The same Abbey.
So,
that one doesn't make any. Now, I forget since Massachusetts was so ahead of the curve and we legalized gay marriage forever ago, but wasn't gay marriage legalized nationally on a national scale under Obama? So how could you be like a gay guy and be like, he did nothing for me. Well, he did.
Yeah, like, the most important thing happened under this guy's administration. But so he, rather than just like, I mean, when this happens to you, you have to just like fade into oblivion, at least for a little while. Most people just kind of take their medicine or they Kevin Durant it. They just own up to it and they're just like, yeah. But when it's something as inflammatory as this, I don't know if you can do that. So this guy.
I know. Can I just talk about one thing about the psychology of that? Where like it just. I guess a lot of people read comments, but, like, does one comment ever sway, like, the to have a burner? Mm-hmm. Like, KD likes to just fuck around, he says, where it's, like.
I don't
like,
believe when he says that, by the way.
I'm kind of with you.
Yeah.
But
that, like, hurts him to his core.
But, like, it's the, like, has one, like, will one comment ever actually sway public opinion? Like, it's, like, it just seems like so much effort.
I mean, like,
you have multiple
to just
burners,
have this one tweet? Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I think that they probably have, like, 20. And then people do, like, if you reply to something, like, 20 times, if you were to, like, open up a viral tweet and you see, like, the first, you know, 10, 15, 20 comments are all one direction, you probably think, all right, like, public opinion's going this way. And if that's all the same guy.
No, you're right.
Like, we were in Behind the Blog with Bob Fox. He said when he first started and back in the day when we kind of had access to all the comments and the IP addresses, he said there was one dude who had, like, 23 accounts and would just comment nasty, like, Bob sucks, this blog sucks, this is trash, on every blog. And when you saw like 20 comments on a blog, people that does like persuade people.
Yeah, you're right.
And he was like, this one dude was like systematically fucking with my career because whether or not, you know, it's not like Barstool people would like read the comments and be like, you're fired, Bob. But it does like subconsciously get in people's heads.
For sure.
So I think if you're the type to make a burner, you're probably the type to make 10 burners, 20 burners, you know?
Yeah.
But in this case, this is one comment. And I actually do appreciate him going full Costanza. Like he went to the Hamptons for his summer house with the solarium. He hired a guy to come. Oh, and so his excuse was that wasn't my tweet. That was a message I got from a gay black man who I meant to cut and paste.
He was scared to say it publicly. I can read you his exact tweet. Regarding the tweet that is going viral from my account, I was quoting a message that I received earlier this week from a follower. Sorry if context was not clear. Trump received record minority votes and record LGBTQ votes. Many people won't say it vocally, but do in private.
So he is trying to say that his message was like, oh, well, here's a message from a gay black guy who said this, even though he just conveniently forgot to describe that context as he describes it at all. And you know he thought like, ooh, I'll just say that it was a message from someone else and I just fucked it up. Like, yeah, got him. And goes as far as getting this man to put out a video saying, hi, my name's what?
Dan Purdy.
My name's Dan Purdy. That's so funny, by the way. Like, if I was, like, a celebrity checking into hotels and needed an alias right now, I'd be
Dan Purdy.
I'm Dan Purdy. Actually, we'll just play the clip here.
Hey, guys. My name is Dan Purdy, and I am indeed a gay black man. The message that you saw on Dean's Twitter was posted. I don't actually know how it was posted, but I did send it to him because I had a problem with how people of my race and sexual persuasion are treating Donald Trump. I don't have a problem with Donald Trump on those levels, and I don't understand why so many pretend to. Donald Trump has never done anything to hurt me, either as a gay man or as a black man, nor has he done anything to hurt anybody in the 4 years that he's been in office, because he hasn't had time to. So what's the big deal? I sent that message to Dean. Dean accidentally posted it somehow, and that's the end of the story. No, he's not a sock puppet. No, I'm not a bot. I hope you understand.
It turns out he's not Dan Purdy. He's Bob Hoyt.
William Holt.
William Holt.
H-O-L-T.
Wait, Holt? Oh, I was thinking for a second, I thought it was Steve Holt.
No.
Steve Holt! So he's William Holt.
And it, but he, like, it's like, spells it. Like, William is his birth name, but I believe he goes by Bill, spelled B-Y-L.
What a dumb asshole. Which is what the reaction was. People who had come across him before said, I've seen this guy before. I've seen him on Twitter. I've seen his videos. This guy's a true piece of shit, an absolute dickbag. Like, fuck him. And then they start digging into him. And at first, the rumor was that he's Patti LaBelle's son. Turns out it's actually Patti LaBelle's nephew, which is a degree of separation that makes a little more sense. But, I mean, talk about a Mad Libs, insert name, insert adjective, and come up with your own headline. A false, what do they call those things? Like when you're like a paid actor to do like a false flag operation? Crisis actors?
Crisis actors, yeah.
Crisis actor posing as a gay black man who messaged a Republican representative who forgot to log out of his burner in order to prove his fake story true. Also turns out to be the nephew of a legendary soul singer.
It does feel like it is.
Son or nephew of the legendary Patti LaBelle. What in the... And so now I ask, what would you have done if you were Dean Browning and you sent that tweet? And then let's say, choose your own adventure. Let's say you did choose to go with this paid actor route. What do you do once that's proven false and you're the Patti LaBelle son hirer?
I think he just fucking... It's crazy... That just in this day and age, like, I think it'll just be forgotten. I think you just go. Like he's got that tweet pinned. Like, his original, not the one that went viral, but the one he responded to.
Yeah.
So it was like, I think the original one that he was responding to was like, Biden will destroy in 4 months what Trump built in 4 years or whatever. It was something along those lines. And then that's when he responded to. That tweet is pinned. Because he only has like 50,000 followers and that has like 12,000 retweets.
Yeah.
And people just
loves the clout.
There is just no shame anymore in the world.
No.
That should destroy you.
That should be like, you need a new identity. Your career's over. You need to get out the transfer papers.
And I don't know what his career is. Maybe he just doesn't have a career. Yeah. So it's just like, oh, people are talking about me. But I don't understand how people have that fucking... Just I don't have that sense of embarrassment and shame.
I know.
I just don't. Like, it's gone. It's gone for most people.
There's two reasons. One is that people just don't have the shame anymore. They just like don't care anymore. But two, I think it's almost smart in a way to recognize that, especially on the internet where this is all happening, that like 90% of the internet is fucking dumb.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Higher.
Like,
higher.
Yeah. Like 99. Like there's a 1% of people and they are going to clown this guy forever. He will never have the respect of anybody ever again that has a brain. But there's enough people out there that are probably like, yeah. You got the message from the guy and just forgot to – I don't know how to use Twitter either. I get confused sometimes on how to quote tweet or, you know, whatever.
You have to be an old asshole, but you have to be an old asshole who wants to believe this story.
Because
anyone who, like, just, like, looks at it objectively, like, obviously the guy's a fucking burner account. He's not the first person with a burner account. We've caught a million of them before.
Right.
But, like, it's clearly just a burner account. Mm-hmm. And he forgot to log out and switch. Mm-hmm. It happens literally all the time. And to believe this one is just fucking idiotic.
So stupid. But I think what happens is it's kind of like Stormfront on The Boys where she's like, I got this army. Like, you know, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of people being like, oh, that guy's an idiot. And whatever, we keep it moving. And there's probably less thousands, or maybe an equal amount, that just believe him because they side with him and his politics.
But ride
for him, though. There's people who are, like, supporting him. So if you're him, and you look at, like, the tweet, let's say we sent a tweet being like, you're a fucking idiot, and you sent a tweet being like, this guy's a dumb asshole. You're like, okay, whatever. And then you have, like, 10 more of people being like, yeah, like, Trump, Biden, like, Biden sucks. Like, forgetting, like, they just don't. It's like what Trump does where it's like he's not actually answering the question. This guy's not actually even addressing, even in his response, he quickly ends it with like Trump will do more than Biden did. You know what I mean? So it's just like let's talk about this instead. And he has a whole army of people who will talk about that. And he just just stop caring.
It is.
Just
it's don't, like what we're describing is a cult. And yeah. It is like,
but it's, all, like, it's
this
a good
guy,
lesson.
This guy's not even a guy to ride. Like, this guy's a fucking nobody. He's nobody. A former
but these
Lehigh County
get
commissioner.
So
you just like all he said was he likes Trump and like you're willing to like
that's all it takes.
Fucking die for
it.
Like,
really is.
He's a fucking nobody. With his 50,000 followers, I would guess he probably gained 10 to 20 of them in the last 24
Absolutely.
48 hours.
This guy's career's
like,
got made.
He's literally a nobody. Why would you like just be like, fuck it? Like, he's an idiot. Move on.
This is the best thing that ever happened to him.
It's bizarre.
And he's
it's
not going anywhere.
Bizarre.
But like the Tommy Larens of the world and the people who like did make careers off of it, they never do it. Those people are all pretty savvy and smart. But if they ever did have like a fuck up like this, like even like Gun Girl, it's like she probably just took that and ran with it and got more people than ever. And like, as long as people rally around you, it's like, okay, yeah, these people make fun of me, but all these people like me, and I'm just going to focus on that. It's like
– I don't understand. Like, I just don't get the psychology behind like being fine with having so many people hate you because like, you know you're saying stupid things.
Yeah.
Like, you're willing – like, I mean,
some of them, it comes out – like, some of these people make money,
I don't know if there's the – like, there's obviously an amount. But, like, if it's just – like if it's not retire by 40 money,
yeah.
Then like I don't want everyone to hate. Like I don't I just so I always thought that was a common.
But what
human
are you
instinct,
gonna say there? It's
like,
just not the truth.
You want to be like it's. I thought it was human nature. Where you're like I just want people to like me. Like that's
they
what
do. That's the thing. That's what I think you don't realize. As many there's every for every one person like us being like fuck this guy. There's probably people who are like Dean Browning. Let's go. So it's like if you want to say I want to be smart. I want people to like. Like, that's a different story. But
I want people to like me for me. How about that? I want people to like me for being genuine and like, actually expressing what I really feel and not just, like...
But
like,
even like, that, they kind of... He kind of is like, Trump. And they're like, yeah. And
but,
they just,
but you're not being you when you're fucking pretending to be someone else.
Yeah.
Like yeah, if you just
but
like
it's
Trump,
all,
fine,
in
whatever.
In his mind, it's all in the name of
But if you're, like, if
Trump's
you're, like, committing,
America.
Like, subterfuge to fucking get people to think that, like, you're...
Yeah.
Like, just... If you just had that one tweet, I'd be like, whatever, that's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I wouldn't... It wouldn't be a big thing.
Right.
Like, I disagree with that person. But when you fucking have this whole... scheme concocted, it's like you're just being fake and a fraud and a fucking loser.
But and people like us who like don't care enough to go to that length, but the people who do and the people who want to make the money and the people who don't care about like the opinions of other, like the message here is like you can just orchestrate and scam your way into a career as like a political commentator or a Twitter personality, like that fucking trash bag woman who says Trump 2020. Oh, what is she doing right now? She must be going crazy. What's her name? She goes, Trump 2020, motherfucker, fuck out of here. She's like this Long Island trash. Everyone says she looks like the tracheotomy woman. She is like the biggest Trump supporter in the world. Like, I mean, you cannot like script. Like Tim Dillon was like, this woman, this is my mother. Like to put that, like that's her. I mean, she was the biggest Trump fan in the world. And she got like, I don't know, I think she has like 100,000 followers or something because she just was like so outwardly beating the drum. And that girl has, like, she's selling merch and shit like that. She's probably making money. And it's all because
but that's
you just
fleeting.
Say what you
that's
want.
That's fleeting. This guy, because he's got the check and everything, this will probably be a launching pad. But just because, like, one viral video, like, we've seen that a million times in life. Doesn't matter what it is. One, people think they're famous from one, they start selling merch. Look at that fucking bagel midget.
This girl, I mean, she's been doing it through like the whole Trump like era.
Okay.
I think
I thought it was just one thing.
But no, it's not like one time. What's her name? Yeah, so it's more rare than like, you know, than it's happening less often than not, but like it's just if you have no shame and you have the drive to like do this, you can do this. That's what's crazy. Is you can just like manipulate the internet now because there's still so few people who are savvy enough that if you're even a little bit savvy, you can trick the old people, you can trick the dumb people, you can trick the people who just want, like the cult members who just want to be together. And next thing you know, have like a following.
I used to think that the internet was like a great meritocracy where it was like if you're
a great
funny,
equalizer,
if you're interesting, if you're whatever, people will find it. And then that's, and you know, maybe you make it, maybe you won't. And, like, I know there were, like, people back at Barstool back in the day would, like, have, like, comments being, like, the opposite of Robbie Fox, being like, this is hilarious. And I never did that because I was like, I hope I'm funny enough. I hope I'm interesting enough. Mm-hmm. And maybe I am, maybe I'm not. And, like, now it's just all anyone does. It's all these burners, all this shit of, like, just trying to shape it. Like, just try and be you. And maybe it works out. Maybe you're great. Maybe you have to go become an accountant. But, yeah, like,
at least give it a shot. But
I hate the scheme and bullshit. It's so fucking fake. Now, having said that, how much would it cost to be Dan Purdy? Because I got a number.
To be Dan Purdy's particularly, like, that guy is trash.
I wish they came to me, because I'd do it. If he had said, like, I'm a white gay guy, and they were like, we need someone. And, like, imagine they're like, we'll see what Fights at Barstool's doing. I would do that in a heartbeat. Because it would be funny, because they'd be like, that's just Fights. Yeah,
that's clearly not,
he's maybe gay. We don't know. But
that might be you coming out.
People believe that more than they believe this.
Imagine if people were just like, wait, did Fights just come out? Like, that might have been real.
Did Fights just come out as like he DMs Dean?
Dean Downing or whatever?
Dean something?
That number to be Dan Purdy. But here's the
now,
thing.
Now, the Republicans are throwing around cash. Because did you see what the other guy just got? They got a guy to say he was committing like major mail-in voter fraud. Uh-huh. And like he went along with it for like 24 hours. Uh-huh. And then was like, oh, hey, I can get in trouble for this? Never mind. They paid me $130,000 to say that.
Wow.
So that's some cheddar.
That's some good shit.
Yeah.
Did you see I was thinking they were getting like Fox News, 10 grand. The blacked out and the face?
Yeah.
That is so funny. I'm trying to come up with an angle.
Do you see what they're doing? So they're doing the ballot. They have their ballots that they're challenging in Arizona, I believe it is, in Maricopa County. Mm-hmm. Challenging 140 of them. Biden won by 14,000 votes. Like,
were they just trying to prove that it did happen to plant?
Yeah, it happened. Of course, it happened. There are like instances of something, but like on a widespread scale, no, it didn't happen because Karl Rove says it's impossible.
But here's the thing: they're not gonna like be effectively like turn over the election. But if you plant enough of a seed of doubt and then you beat that drum and rally those people that believe in it, you can become a thing.
Right.
You know, like you might not win the election for Trump, but next thing you know, you have your own show or some shit like that. I mean, it's fucking crazy. The number for me to be Dan Purdy.
If we're normal people,
I think the number's actually kind of low because in that sense, like that this goes away and Dan Purdy just goes back to his regular life. Like this
being
doesn't
Patty
like
LaBelle's nephew son, whatever. Yeah.
So like, in that sense, if I'm a normal person, I'd probably do it for lower, but knowing that you can get 130 for that, I mean, that's worth, it's not illegal, so it's got to be less than that. 100? But I would probably do it for like 10 grand. If I was just a regular person and someone's like, can you make a video saying, hey, my name's Dan Purdy, and I sent him a video, and I like Trump.
And I think he is gay.
So you're not even really lying.
Right.
So in that case, you're a regular guy, like 10K?
Yeah, 10K. I love Trump. He
done.
Obama did nothing for me.
Bro, I do this shit for Cameo all the time. Hey, whatever. I do that for $40. Fucking break. So yeah, 10K, that sounds good.
I think it's definitely lower than 130. But also I wonder what Dan Purdy's wondering now. Like, does he regret it because Dan Purdy didn't know what this was gonna happen? He didn't know the internet.
Yeah.
Patty LaBelle's going to have this motherfucker waxed.
Oh, Patty LaBelle's going to be so mad. My name is now caught up in this bullshit. And it's Trump-related, like any bullshit, but Trump-related. Like, Aunt Patty or Mama Patty is not happy. we'll go into Am I the Asshole right now, but Dan Purdy's the biggest asshole. Or no, Dean Browning's the biggest asshole of the day.
Dean Browning, yeah.
Whatever his name is.
Yeah, Dean Downington. I want to say he's with a C. But whatever. Dude, who gives a fuck what his name is, honestly? Who gives a fucking shit?
Fuck that, dude.
I'm just going to describe as the former Lehigh County Commissioner, which I think I can run for right now. I don't know what exactly you have to do. I don't know if you have to be from Pennsylvania. I don't know. I bet I could run for Lehigh County Commissioner and win.
There are plenty examples of this, but this is the new gold standard. Twitter, you got to overhaul your blue check.
Yeah.
Like,
get rid of him. Get rid of the fucking minor league baseball players
and the journalists who have like 200 followers from BuzzFeed or whatever. Right? Like, come on, used to mean something. Am I the Asshole is brought to you by Liquid IV. You're an asshole if you're not drinking Liquid IV to stay hydrated and to get rid of your hangover. Everyone's like, oh, how can I fight this hangover? I don't know what to do. How have we not figured this out yet? We did figure it out. It's Liquid IV.
Rip one right now. What about that?
You might as well. You hungover? It doesn't even matter if you're not.
No, I'm not hungover.
You can just do it. That's the other thing too. It's not just for hangovers. You want to you're dehydrated because you're working out. We're sweating, right? Yeah. We're sweating like crazy today because of the goddamn weather. We need to rehydrate with our Liquid IV. But if you are going out there drinking, Getting your drink on and you wake up hungover, Liquid IV is the answer.
That was a how do you do, fellow kids, right there. Getting your drink on.
Getting your drink on. 16 ounces of water with the Liquid IV, you'll get 2 to 3 times the amount of hydration as you would with plain water. It's got essential vitamins and increased hydration. And so drink it now and get that daily hydration going. You can do it for pre-workout, post-workout, pre-drinking, after-drinking.
Oh, I guess this is also a post-workout because I worked out this morning. Whatever.
Oh, what a fucking try-hard, you asshole. They got new flavors. Guava, watermelon, and apple pie. Shout out to Liquid IV for their flavors. Most people are like berry and cherry. This is guava. I don't even know what guava tastes like. I don't even know what guava is. Sure. Why not? Guava tastes great. Non-GMO, vegan, free of gluten, free of dairy, free of soy, all clean ingredients, more
no
vitamin
soy
C.
Boys with the Liquid IV.
Beta boys over here, we ain't got no soy. It's 5 essential vitamins, more vitamin C than an orange, as much potassium as a banana. Go to liquidiv.com and use the promo code KFC at checkout. Get 25% off anything you order. That's liquidiv.com, promo code KFC for 25% off anything at checkout. Am I the asshole? Let's go. What do we got? Am I the asshole today? We kick off one from our Facebook group. You can head over to KFC Radio on Facebook and sign up. You get all of our content. We also got a bunch of people chatting and interacting. So if you like other stoolies, and in this case, you can submit your Am I the Assholes and then react to people's Am I the Assholes. And this one, I believe everyone overwhelmingly called this guy an asshole.
Oh, yeah.
So Joe says, am I the asshole for showing up to work 45 minutes late, saying I got pulled over, then leaving an hour later saying I need to get my dad from the hospital just because I'm too drunk to function from last night?
Hang on, I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Am I the asshole for showing up to work 45 minutes late, saying I got pulled over, then leaving just an hour later saying I need to get my dad from the hospital, all because I'm just too drunk from last night to function?
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought this guy...
Everyone says this guy's an asshole because he took the day off of work because he's hungover?
I was like, what fucking broods are... In what glass houses...
This is our Facebook group?
In what glass houses are we living, KFC Radio fans? This is the difference of Facebook and the rest of the fucking world. I don't know what goes on Facebook, but all of a sudden, our people are too good for a little snake until you make it.
Overwhelmingly, they said this man's an asshole because he took a day off of work.
And then, let me tell you
the worst
part of all.
The fact that he even showed up immediately makes him not an asshole.
And then poor fucking Joe, he was like, you're right, guys. You're right. I understand. No, Joe.
No, Joe, you are not a fucking asshole, man. You're a guy who likes to live life. You drink from the goblet of fire, Harry Potter. No,
yeah.
I said life. I didn't want to say life twice in a row. You drink from the goblet of life.
Yeah, you do.
And you have fun. And everyone else who says that's fucking an asshole move is a, bro,
you
fuck
know what
your
they are?
Company. Quit your job because of these people.
Ready? You know what these people are? It's the first time I've ever used this. These people are bootlickers.
Bootlickers. Yeah.
You're just all about the man. Corporate companies trying to hold the man down.
Unless you're a fucking pediatric surgeon, then no, you're not an asshole.
Right.
What the fuck? Like, what the fuck matters?
I will say he is a little bit of an asshole, like you said, for even showing up. Like, if you have to do all that, if you're so hungover, like, for the most part, I think, you know, you're hungover, you go to class, you're hungover, you go to work, you just do it and you power through it because that's how the world works. But if you ever have one that's this bad, you take a sick day.
I don't even call in.
Yeah.
Just don't show up. What are you going to do? Fire me? Fine. I'll get a new job. Who cares?
Can't condone that. We do not. Little KFC Radio disclaimer. No, you cannot do that, especially right now. Can you imagine that? It's like, dude, I can't get a new job in the pandemic, but I lost mine because I listened to KFC Radio and said, just don't go to work.
Yo, there it's soon, once this vaccine is, there's going to be so many jobs. You're a fool if you don't quit your job. You're gonna have so many options to get a new job. All kinds of sick stuff's going to be all over.
Rent's going to be fucking free. You won't even need a job, dude. Yeah. What is your best, your most ridiculous excuse that you've used?
I don't even reach out because I get that anxiety, so I just fucking go to bed. Like, whatever happens when I wake up is what happens, and I'll deal with it at that point. Like, I've
also never had to do this, really.
I did it in college a lot. When I used to work at GNC, I just closed the store. Who the fuck's gonna come check?
They boy, the like, the register is really light when Final Bar works. I worked
at GNC and I was in Providence at the time, and I work at the GNC in North Providence sometimes. Where find out what the vitamin? I believe it's a vitamin B powder. And it was our most expensive product in the store because it just looked like Coke, and Coke deals were coming to buy it.
Yeah.
But and then I would also sometimes work at this store in Seekonk, I think it was. And the one in Seekonk in particular, it was like a strip mall that like no one came because everything else was abandoned. I'd go in, and I would just close the store, and go to sleep in the back, like regularly. Like, dude, sometimes I close the store and go get a haircut. Like, I was like, we could do GNC. Fucking fire me. Here's some more GNC insight. Don't ever listen to any. If you ever go and do a GNC, don't listen to the people. You're listening to me. I'd be like, which one of these do I get commissioned on? Okay, I'll fucking sell that one and say it's the best. I don't know what I'm talking about. They didn't even give me pamphlets. It was all on me to find the research, which I wasn't doing because I was a hungover college kid. Like,
it's the most passionate I've seen in weeks.
It was insane that people were like, what do you think?
Fraudulent GNC employees.
I'm trying to get bigger. What do you think you should take?
Fucking protein, man. I don't know.
Optimum Nutrition fucking gives me $5 every tub I sell, so that one works. Like, there's nothing. Just like, don't listen to people at GNC. But yeah, that's like, I wouldn't make excuses. I just go to bed.
I definitely once told a teacher, I can't remember exactly what.
Teachers? Yeah, right. I'd make excuses for teachers.
I definitely used the, my sister was like sick. I've done sick quite a bit.
Dude, teachers, I'm paying you. You think I'm making an excuse to not come in.
My grandma used to be
I agree with you, but we didn't finish college.
My parents are paying $60,000 for me to be here and I have to make an excuse for you? I think not. I'm sleeping in today.
My grandma and my mom to an extent both kind of gave me their blessing at times to be like, you know, if you need to use me, like I have no problem with being like, yeah, you know, my grandma, you know, she used to have cancer.
Gave you their blessing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd be like, I never cared because I was raised by a mean hipster mother where it was just like. She's like, yeah, like, if you don't go to school, then don't go to school.
Yeah, I mean, your mom was a gangster. Like, my mom was kind of like, my mom used to always say, like, all that matters is me.
Yeah.
Like, where she said, like, if the principal gets mad at you, but, like, I'm okay. She was like, if someone, like, punches you in the face and you, like, punch back and then you get suspended for that, like, and your teachers and your principal are mad at you, that's okay.
That's one of the craziest things in the world that's not, like, at a young age, we're taught that he started it isn't a viable excuse.
It's such a viable excuse.
It entirely is.
In everything in life. Like arguments.
I was just living my life and this fucking asshole came over and punched me.
Blame in general. Where
he started it. I got to fight back.
It's like, well, you know, why are the numbers low this quarter? And it's like, well, this guy who gets me, like, I can't even do my job until he does his. He didn't do his job. He started it. Like, that's it all. Yeah. It all plays and it's all real.
Right.
He started it or it's his fault is a thing.
Yeah. I think his fault is fairly accepted. I think, like,
it better be.
Like, well, the guy didn't get me the fucking shit I needed, so I didn't do it. Can't. Like, he started it. Like, wait, that's not an excuse, John Henry.
What am I supposed to do? Just sit there and take it?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
But yeah.
You know who would do that? These fucking KFC radio group people yelling at Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, you are not the asshole.
Not the, definitively not the asshole. And the fact that one person, let alone an overwhelming majority, said that is really disappointing.
Boy, this is not a great one. Am I the asshole for drinking cow piss?
Okay.
Last year or so, we had a school field trip to India. Boy, that's a hell of a fucking school field trip. I guess he's from New Zealand. I guess that's not too far. Is it? I don't know.
That's pretty far.
It's pretty far? You could have told me that New Zealand was 100 miles away or 1,000 miles away or 10,000. I don't know. I got nothing.
Yeah,
it's close. Hey, it's closer than America. How about
that? I think
New
Zealand's close to nothing.
It's closer than closer to India than we are. That's all I'm saying. It was a pretty fun trip, and quite honestly, I'd love to go back. India was pretty lit. Oh, boy. You're drinking cow piss, and you're saying things like India was pretty lit. Indians do a lot of weird stuff, though, and one of those things is drinking cow piss. And no, I'm not joking. In India, you can buy bottled cow piss, and it's supposed to prevent slash cure diseases. I don't understand its medicinal properties, and maybe it has something to do with Hinduism. I don't know. Well, we saw some bottles of it. It was written in Hindi or something, so I didn't understand it, so I bought it. I thought it was just juice or alcohol. A bunch of Indians are laughing at the clerk told me this is cow piss. I didn't believe him at first, and all my classmates are snickering. He explained it, and me and my friends were like, no balls, you won't drink it. I guess that's a cool thing the kids are saying, no balls. No balls, you won't drink it.
Oh, that's a thing that's been around.
No balls?
Yeah.
Never heard that in my
life.
No
balls.
Really? Like when you were a kid, you heard that?
I mean, how old is this person? Like, yeah, I would say in high school, college age, yeah.
I've never heard that in my life. Is that a regional thing?
Perhaps.
And everyone put down 700
Massachusetts
rupees.
And New Zealand.
Yeah. 700 rupees if I can drink it. If I failed, I'd have to pay everyone there 300 rupees. Well, I drank it, and everyone Snapchatted it, and I made 49,000 rupees. My girlfriend was disgusted. She was pissed because my breath smelled like piss, and she couldn't kiss me or anything, but more so because this brought shame to her as all the other girls were making fun of her since her boyfriend was is this Jetski? Didn't Jetski just do this? Jetski just had this happen with Daniela. The teachers and chaperones were pissed, and I told them and told me that I wasn't allowed to buy anything else on this trip without their permission. I told them that they needed to chill out because drinking cow urine didn't break any rules. When the trip ended, I told the chaperone who tried to kick me off for drinking cow piss that he's a piece of shit and he can go fuck himself. All right. I mean, I thought this kid was gonna be an asshole, but
no. Again, you know? Definitively, this is a non-starter.
Like, especially in a.
No, if you just went and fucking sucked the cow's dick while pissing him out, that's one thing.
Right.
But yeah, when I go to the Caribbean, I drink rum.
Yeah. Right? When I go to India, I drink piss.
When I go to India,
and
I mean piss.
India, maybe you guys want to clean up your image a little bit.
Right.
That's not the best thing to have.
Also,
like,
he made a pretty penny.
49,000 rupees.
$800.
I mean, if you're on the high school field trip cow piss drinking phase, $800 is a lot of money.
Yeah,
that's big bang.
How many rupees was it?
49,000.
About $800, right?
It's about $80.
Oh
no, no, you're incorrect. $657.70.
700 rupees to a dollar.
I'm looking at 49,000 rupees to USD. 657.7.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at 700. It was 700 rupees per person, right?
Yeah, he said 49,000
total. So 49,000?
Yeah.
I thought it was 4,900.
Yes, no, so he must have had a bunch.
He said 49,000, right?
Oh, let me just double check. But so yeah, 49,000 rupees. So that was a lot of people. Oh, yeah.
About $700.
Yeah, because that was probably like the whole class trip.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, that's big money. Now,
I would, right now, if I ever go to India, I'll tell you right now, I'll drink Kapis.
Ugh. I will not.
I participate in the culture, man. I love it. I love immersing myself in the culture.
I mean, have some fucking pride.
Nah, I mean, I'll take a little. I mean, I imagine they fucking fuck it up a bit. Like, it's not just straight, like, fucking cow's dick going into a bottle.
What do you think? They pasteurize it or something?
I don't know. I figure they do a little something, something.
Why would they do that?
I don't know.
Why would they do that? To the guy?
What do you think cow piss even looks like?
I think it looks like probably regular piss.
You think all piss is yellow?
Probably.
What
I do.
If it's like purple.
Yeah, that'd be funny. You know what is funny? How disgusting drinking cow piss is in my mind, but yet I'll drink
cow urine pills.
Yeah, so it's a thing. But I'll pull on this other fucking thing that comes and that liquid that comes out of a cow, and I'll drink it willingly. I'll chug it. I'll love it. Give me an ice cold glass of milk from a cow, and I love it. Some piss? No, thank you.
Speaking of loving it, my guy right here is loving it.
You know what I never understood about cows?
Understanded. Jesus.
When they
need some cow piss, get your mind right.
When they are inseminating the cows with their fucking, they put the condom on their arm, right?
Yeah.
Aren't they putting it in their asshole?
Getting that prostate, baby.
To inseminate them? Or they're getting the cum out? Like, I always thought they were saying they were inseminating, but I guess they were just milking, getting the cum out to inseminate. Because I was like, you can't get pregnant in your ass.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think I've seen much of it.
You haven't seen when they just...
I've seen that thing, but I thought that was just like fucking fix like constipation. I didn't know that that was
inseminated. Maybe I'm mixing it up. I mean, you definitively cannot get pregnant in your butt. I don't care what animal you are. You don't need to be Steve Irwin to know you can't get pregnant in your butt. And if you can, I need to know about it. That could be very dangerous. But yeah, what's going on when you put your hand up a fucking cow's ass? Cow Twitter, let me know. Last one here. Am I the asshole for telling my wife I don't want to look at her boudoir photos? My wife is 2 years older than me. This guy is so fucked. This guy is, I read this already. This guy is so fucked. My wife is 2 years older than me. She's 41 now, and I think she knows that she's been aging. Even though she takes reasonably good care of herself, it's pretty stark how she looks and how everybody else in our group of mid to late 30s people look. She must think I'm not attracted to her either. She has a friend who said she would give my wife a discount if she wanted a boudoir photos done. My wife went ahead and did them. Yesterday, she, quote, surprised me with them, with the results of them, saying that she hopes this, quote, helps. I frankly don't think boudoir photos make her any more or less flattering, and a quick glance at them did nothing for me. She kept trying to get me to take them and finally put the pictures on the couch behind us, and I told her to stop being desperate and that there's other ways to deal with a midlife crisis if that's what she's having. To be honest, I hated how desperate she was acting and knew that the pictures don't do anything for my attraction to her. Am I the asshole?
Yeesh.
Yikes.
Bro, like, just take the fucking pictures.
Yeah.
Like, look, we as men, and I'm using the royal, not the personal, send fire pics around all the time that people don't want.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta fucking, your ugly wife's getting you a picture for tits. Just take a look and fucking
and pretend they're hot.
Stuff it in your fucking underwear drawer and never look again. It's like,
you can't kill someone's confidence like this.
How,
like,
hard is it to just be like, oh, baby, that's so sexy?
Yeah. Just be like, that's hot. And, like, you know, it sucks if you're the guy in the group whose wife is fat and ugly compared to the other girls. Yeah. That sucks. And she probably knows it. And what are you going to do? It is what it is. You can't, unless you're going to just fucking dump her because she's ugly. You guys are together.
Yeah, you should.
And so she's trying. Maybe it's not going to work, but she's trying. And I guarantee this guy's not fucking, you know, Fabio. So why don't you just look at it and be like, oh, babe, that's so hot. And then you go and fuck her and think of your, you know, hot ex-girlfriend or something.
If you knew this was coming, you should have just exchanged fucking manila folders with her. Here's my boudoir photos. Here's our divorce. Like, there's, I mean, clearly you're not attracted to this woman. Yeah. I think that's a fair, like, it's a shallow and superficial reason. But, like, I think it's a fair reason to get divorced. Like,
I mean, I don't know. I it depends on how old they are, where along they, where
you're
they
in
are.
Your early 30s or mid-30s.
Oh, yeah, early to mid-30s.
Like, and you just don't want to fuck your wife anymore. Probably time to move on.
I mean, yeah. I feel like, but you got to try to work through it first. You got to at least, like, you got to at least, you know, try. She's trying. So at least try back, you know?
It's like, I've never had a significant other, like, show me something that was not emotional, but personal. And not be like, oh my god,
cool. You fake all these things. Look at it's fucking Pam's art gallery opening. You gotta, like, make a to do about it. You know, you gotta you don't yuck people's yums, right? Yeah. You don't, and like this, especially when you go above and beyond and you do something as, like, vulnerable as, like, hey, I'm a fat girl who just took pictures of my underwear.
Did he say she's overweight?
No, but I mean, I don't know. He said it's pretty stark, the difference. Like, she's gross one way or another. You got a gross wife. What, yeah. You know, what
I'd
you
rather
her
be fat.
Yeah, right? Fat's better than ugly. Fat is so much better than ugly.
Yeah.
At least you can fix fat. Can't fix ugly. Or, well, no, you could. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like,
I get, like, this is probably something that happens in, like, every marriage or whatever, but, like, I don't know, man. Just fake it for a bit and then get the fuck out.
Fake it to fake try. It. And if he really can't fix it, then you got to have a bigger discussion. But in the moment of, like, hey, I did this like, hot thing for you.
Also, boudoir photos aren't fucking hot.
Well, that's
so,
okay.
That's a different story.
So my second half here is that this is like a girl thinking she's doing what guys want. And it's like, I don't want some black and white artsy photo of you in a negligee, like, with a fucking robe.
Yeah.
I want to see your asshole. That's it.
Literally nothing. Couldn't do
nothing.
Less.
I need to see, like, a video of you fingering yourself and your butthole. otherwise yeah. It's just the same reaction. Like, oh, that's cute.
If you were like, you know, hopefully this helps, like, become a cam model.
Yeah, that's, right. That'll that's help.
Become my personal cam model.
You want to help?
But just
like
a fucking Moulin Rouge photo shoot?
I don't know.
I don't fucking care.
Yeah, no, I don't need that.
Lady Marmalade can go fucking suck a dick.
And that would get me going. Yeah. If Lady Marmalade was sucking a dick, then I would find it hot. Voicemails today are brought to you by Features, the new socks that are changing the game. Socks have just been blah for eternity. Maybe you get some high ones, some low ones, some no-show ones, but they're all just the same, blah. Not with Features. Features is unsurpassed performance socks. That's their sole focus, and it's the perfect gift coming up for the holidays. That sounds funny, like you're going to give socks to someone for the holidays. I need all the socks I can get. Two things. I need as many socks as possible, and I need quality socks. I hate running out of socks. Socks are basically...
I need some socks, too.
Running out of socks and underwear is what makes you do laundry. So in my mind, lack of socks, lack of underwear equals laundry, the worst thing in the world. So the more socks I can get, the more happy I'm going to be.
I have a huge pile of socks just on my bureau that are just... None of them matter. I don't know where all the other singles are. Well, and I'm going to just start wearing mismatched socks.
These you're going to want to match because this has the left and the right, so they actually fit your foot properly. Each foot has, you know, its own shape, so you're going to get the perfect performance sock on your left and your right. They've got different styles. They've got different colors. No slipping, no bunching, no sliding. They've got no shows. They've got regular lengths. They've got quarter lengths. They've got knee highs. They do it all. Ultra light knit. Supreme maximum cushioning and designs for everyday wear. They've got athletic socks, everyday wear, dress wear, all sorts of different cuts, like I said. So it's the new socks that are going to, you know, change your outlook on socks forever. If you're unsatisfied at any point, get a replacement pair. It's a lifetime guarantee. And right now you can get $10 off your first pairs when you go to features.com. That's features, F-E-E-T, like feet, features, F-E-E-T-U-R-E-S.com. /KFC. That's features.com/KFC for $10 off your first pair. Let's go, boys.
Hey, what's up, KFC Fights? Won't say first time, but long time for sure. I had a little epiphany after smoking a bowl today, and I was like, one of my exes worked at a Victoria's Secret, and she told me that all day she's feeling tits, she's finding the right fit to make her these like chicks tits look good and everything. And then I went to myself, well, why isn't there anyone that's making my dick look good? Like, why can't they be like, yeah, this pair of pants or these boxers or whatever it is, it's just gonna make your dick fucking look great. Like, yeah, here's the plan. Like, I understand that I'd be really uncomfortable with it. But at the same time, like, come on, why can't we both live the same way?
Well, okay, two things. I would be surprised if I found out that, like, the Victoria's Secret girl's, like, rubbing up on titties all day. I feel like maybe you do, like, you might lift them or something. I don't feel like people are just getting, like, their tits rubbed down all day. So that, I think you're a little bit exaggerating. And two, I mean, you know, dicks are gross, and nobody wants to be touching dicks or rubbing dicks or thinking about dicks or focusing on, like, your bulge. Mm-hmm. Whereas tits and the female body is kind of sexy and cute, and the guy's body's not. So I just don't want to think about your
groin
all day.
But also, I've just thought about it myself. I got my good dick boxers.
And I was going to say that. Do you need someone else to really, you know, I mean, I guess you could make the argument that, like, every – pair of tits is different, so you need the right bra and all that, and every dick's different, so you need the right pants. But the idea is just to make it look big and bulging, right? So, you know, tight pants and tight boxers with a pouch.
You gotta have the pouch.
The pouch is what makes it work. So it's really about the boxers, because like pants are just whatever. But the pouch just makes your dick and balls look like a package. That's when I feel like I have a package.
What
when
if
it's
we
in
made
the pouch.
What if we made dick
pouch
boxers?
Pants?
Dick boxers.
Just like,
what if we just did this? Okay. It has a bit of a
so like when
it's
we
a
when
thicker,
I made the
you know what this is perfect
padding.
This is perfect because you got a little padding, which also helps me when I pee
when
myself.
You pee your pants
so it doesn't get through so it's part diaper part it's dick bulge.
We're about to make diapers, aren't we? We're about to make diaper boxers.
I mean, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, like, well. They already make them. When we made the pocket boxers, those had a pouch that definitely helped your dick. I think it's all just – so that exists. It's just all about marketing them as your dick boxers.
Yeah.
So what if we call them Great Dick Day? You know, you have your Great Dick Day?
Yeah.
Great Dick Day, GDD.
What about Big Game Boxers?
Big Game Boxers. I like that. Big Game Boxer Briefs. That was before Great Dick Day. I like that. We'll sell boxers and gray sweatpants. And maybe you can even bundle them together.
You wear them together.
And Big Game Boxer Briefs. I mean, BGBBs.
Delete this.
BGBBs is happening. Okay. BGBBs with the gray pants, and it's marketed as like these will make your dick look bigger.
It does. I mean, it's only fair because, and also it's one of those things too where it's not. I almost feel like breasts are more susceptible to once they're unleashed from the bra being like, oh, that's not what they look like. Dick, like, they're not going to be, it's not going to be
ridiculous. Gross.
It's not going to be over the top. No, it's just like,
just a little something.
A little, hey, how are you? Yeah. There's a penis in here, is all we're saying.
Yeah.
And then when you take those off, it's just going to be like, oh, like it was just at an angle. Because you never know with a pants tent. Like, sometimes you sit here and it just pops up.
You know so what
no
I was
going to be like, oh, he was wearing fake boxers or whatever. No one's also going to fuck you because of him. I don't
know.
No,
but I mean, you know what? It helps it adds you. Confidence. It's all confidence. And then they'll fuck you because of that. Also, I'm thinking about making khakis. You know when all these guys go on the golf course and they put the ball in their pocket?
Yeah, look at his hog.
We should just make pants that have that, whatever, something like that permanently in there. So that when they can go, oh, it's just the ball in your pocket, you're like, nah, man, I don't even have that in my pocket. I don't know what you're talking about. And maybe we'll just make pants with dicks already in. Pants with a dildo strapped to the crotch. No, but we're doing big game boxer briefs.
Yeah.
For real, for real.
Yeah, we're going to send that text right after this. Now. Maybe have them ready for Black Friday. Hopefully, doubt it, though.
Nah, no chance. But,
like zero chance.
No maybe, chance is going
to happen. Maybe we will beat
for the fall.
Sputnik.
Yeah. Next up.
KFC, Fights, BC, Jackie, Nick, fucking everyone. Got a question for you that's been on my mind. Kind of a hypothetical. If you guys could be stuck in any one movie for the rest of your life, you can't get out of it. It basically just keeps replaying over and over again. What would it be? I think the first one that comes to my mind, just for the sheer aspect of fun and partying and enjoyment, is probably something like Project X, where I could at least have a great fucking time for the rest of my life. But what do you think? Let me know.
So you're stuck inside the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, Project X is a terrible answer.
Yeah, you just
party
the rest
tired.
Of your life.
Like, they'll get
the best part about partying is the part that makes partying so great is all the time you're not partying. If you're just partying the whole time, partying starts to stink by the end of night one.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the anticipation of partying.
Right. It's like, all right, I'm done. I did this.
We're going to go fucking party tonight.
Right.
And then you start partying like, this is fun. And the next day you're like, I don't really want to party for a little while.
What movie would you want to live in for the rest of your life?
And I'm living out my dream.
but then you want to do like crime, be able to run from cops and shit all the time? That's stressful too.
With family? Also, they're not the bad guys anymore, Kevin.
Right, they're the good guys, yeah.
We gotta do it. We gotta have
the marathon.
Me, you, Trent, Bob Fox.
Yeah, we gotta do it.
Do the marathon fucking 8 Fast and Furiouses in a weekend. We gotta do that soon because I really want to watch Fast and the Furious.
All right, Fast and the Furious for you. Because
that's a redemption story. That's a tale of friendship and family. And they do some partying and they do some fun stuff. And they do some just casual cookouts. I mean, it's a great life. It's an unbelievable life.
All right.
It is.
I would probably pick I would want to be in the Point Break surfer bank robber gang.
Point Break 2?
No, Point Break 1.
Oh, I've only seen Point Break 2.
And that's crazy.
I saw Point Break 2 on a plane. I mean, pretty good.
That's so annoying. If you're in Bodie's gang, that's like Swayze's like surfer extreme. I mean,
no one tell Dave that. He might fire me.
Yeah, for real. You probably had to do a lot of faking over the years, no?
Nah.
You just never brought it up.
We don't really talk a lot. Yeah.
I was thinking, something, that was the only thing that came to mind. Is there some movie where I can be, a surfer beach bum?
Into the Blue, starring Paul Walker.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they hunt treasure,
gold.
Right? They hunt treasure.
Fool's gold.
Yeah, I want to be a treasure hunter on a boat that's also, a beach bum, boat bum kind of guy.
Dude, I've lived Fool's Gold before. Sometimes when I jump off that cliff.
Yeah,
feel it? There's no, because there's a cave underneath, and sometimes I'll time it and go in with the water and go into the cave.
Yo, you're officially too old to be doing that. You can't be doing those things anymore. You should have fear of those things by now. I don't know what's going on.
There is some fear, but that's what makes it fun.
No, you're an idiot. But okay,
the only thing that makes things fun is it could kill you.
I just totally disagree with that.
Wow, no, I mean, don't get me wrong. Again, much like the party aspect, where it's like, doing the not fun things makes that one. Like, yeah, if I was just an adrenaline junkie, you lived on the edge the whole time, right. I'd get tired of it.
The rush,
but then, but doing the, doing like I might get trapped in here and just fucking drown. Pretty fun.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I like that.
As I just came out, floating back out.
Bloated ass body. Yeah, I want to be a treasure hunter who like lives on the boat, like at the marina.
Not Pirates of the Caribbean shit. Though.
No.
I don't need scurvy. I don't need to eat maggots.
I want to be like modern day. I want to like be a fisherman and a boat. Like I'll take like the local. I'll take like the tourists out on like boating, you know, expeditions, and I rob them of their money basically, and then on the side. Like, oh, yeah, it's kind of almost like that fucking terrible show, The Outer Banks show. Like, I want to be – I moved down to, you know, the Keys or whatever because that's where this treasure is. But it's like a lifelong hunt. So on the side, I've got to just, like, make enough money to have my bungalow that's at the marina.
Right.
And I, you know, fuck these, like girls who, like, the tourists who come. And I make the money off them. And I fish. And I do the boating stuff. All while, like, oh, I'm one step closer. And, like, and then there's a little bit of danger because someone's trying to also find it and kill me, too. But I kill them first. And whatever movie that is. Kind of Fool's Gold. Kind of Into the Blue. Kind of Outer Banks. And then one day I find the gold. And if I don't, it's like, hey, I lived a life. That's like that Mexican proverb, the Mexican fishing thing. It's like, what am I going to do once I get the gold? I'm going to like live on my boat and fuck girls and fish. It's like, already doing it, man.
The whole time. Journey is the reward, baby.
Amen. Last voicemail. Let's go.
What's up, KFC, Fights, and everybody else? It's Mike from Long Island. So I work the door at a bar, and, you know, it's a pretty cushy gig just because, you know, COVID kind of slowed everything down. I just have one, I guess, like a little rant, and maybe you guys can answer this question. How in the fuck do you forget your ID when you're going out? I'm serious. Like, how do you just take your ID out of your wallet or purse and just leave it somewhere? Like, when I got my new wallet, the first thing I did was put my ID in there, and I haven't moved it since. So, like,
I'm going to defer to you, John. I feel like this is something you would do. Because I'm with him. I'm never like.
No, I don't do that. I've been with girls who forgot
theirs. Yeah, I was going to say, this is a girl thing. Because yeah, girls change persons.
That stuff.
They take, you know, a credit card.
Oh, look at my wallet right now. Want to see something cool? Big old hole in it.
John just fucking threw all his credit cards all over the place.
They just fall right out all the time. I should just get a new wallet, but I'm not gonna. I'm just gonna have stuff fall out all the time. I have a hole in my wallet, and that's been there for a couple months now. Just I regularly just find credit cards in my pocket because they always just fall out. I'm going to lose them at some point.
Yeah, so you will lose. You can't lose your ID though. You only put your credit cards there.
Yeah, that's right.
So only the thing that people could use to clean out, you know, all your money. Yeah. I was gonna show you my wallet, but I can't find it. Tough for me to be throwing stones right now. I have no idea where my wallet is. I'm hoping it's at my desk. But yeah, I mean, girls, like, they take out, you know, a debit card, an ID, and like one other thing, and they transfer it to like their tiny purse to their big purse. So I guess that it can happen. That's the answer for that.
But a guy
has no excuse.
No
excuse at all. So it, you know, a bouncer's got to tolerate the girls. If a guy does it, like, fuck out of here. All right, let's get into our interview. Mary Beth Barone is here. This is brought to you by Miller Lite. As always, with all of our friends, when we join the show, we want to kick back and crack open a Miller Lite, an ice cold Millie, which is great taste, less filling. It's the beer brewed in Milwaukee, Wisconsin that is tasty to drink and doesn't get you fat because it's only 3.2 carbs and 96 calories per 12 ounces. You can get it delivered right to your door right now. So whether you're hanging out at home doing the Zoom thing or whether you are out at the bars, whether you're standing 6 feet apart, whether you're indoor, outdoor dining, whether you are just full-blown back living life normal, who knows, who cares, as long as you got your Miller Lite there, you're gonna be happy. A lot of Miller Lights were cracked over the weekend. Some people celebrating, some people are stressed, whatever it is in this world right now, because of politics, because of COVID, because of ups, because of downs, work, friends, relationships, all of it. If it's a good thing, you're celebrating with Miller Lite. If it's a stressful thing, you get through the tough times with Miller Lite. Whether you're telling a funny story, Miller, a scary story, Miller. You need help, Miller. You're giving help, Miller. It's the answer for everything when you're talking about socializing.
Watch it Fast and Furious with your friends,
Miller. You're a pirate, a local pirate down in the Keys, Miller. Go to
don't have your ID,
No Miller for you. Go to MillerLite.com/KFC to find out the delivery options near you. And always celebrate responsibly with the Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories and 3.2 carbs, 12 ounces. Mary Beth Barone, what up, girl? All right, we got Mary Beth Barone in here, and she was just saying that this is her first in-person podcast in a long time, and then your last for how long? What are you thinking?
I don't, just for a while. I feel like I've done like 100 podcasts in quarantine. Just it's just all out. Anyone can do. And then we talk about the same six things, and then it's like, are people enjoying this?
Mm-hmm. List them.
Knock them out real quick.
Drag is ass, how I started comedy, what my process is for writing, why I made the birdhouse, what my six-step recovery program is for overcoming fuckboy addiction. And then maybe six would be like... people send in advice questions.
All right, well, that's all I had. So get the fuck out. We got nothing else to talk about.
Well, it's been a pleasure meeting you guys. I'll just find the door.
No, I hear you, though. It gets very, like, repetitive. But I also, every time, you know, we're like, getting to talk to someone for the first time, I'm trying to introduce them, and blah, 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 blah. So it's a fine line between, like, talking what you do and then also not being... you know, the same old shit over and over again. Also, though, isn't that a good sign that, like drag his ass has become a thing to the point that people want to know all about it and how it came to be and all that?
Yes.
It's like
I'm very
create
ungrateful.
A brand.
I'm ungrateful. Yeah. I'm just like, let's talk about something else, but I don't have anything else to talk about. So.
Would you be one of those people that, like, let's say you got a role on TV or something and it became, like, an iconic role? Like, if you were typecast, would you be one of those people who hates that and, like, is like, I'm more than that? Or would you just be like, yeah, this shit made me rich and famous, so I'm grateful?
That's such a good – I would probably complain every step of the way, but then, mm-hmm. like, you know, laughing all the way to the bank vibes.
Hell yeah.
Because I wouldn't mind just being, like, adored for one role. That would be nice.
I think
take it.
Adored just for anything,
for
I'd
anything,
be happy
yeah.
with.
Yeah. I think about people who are on shows for, like, you know, 10-plus years, like – Ellen Pompeo, for example, Grey's Anatomy. She is like my girl. She's Grey's Anatomy. She is Grey's Anatomy.
That, you saw her quote that was basically just like, I could do other shit, but fucking why?
Why?
She makes $17 yes. million dollars a year. Why would
fuck
you do anything
yeah,
else?
Why? If it ain't like, broke,
my artistic vision's bigger than this. Fuck your artistic vision. This
Nobody
makes $17 million
a fuck about
year.
Your vision, man. No, I love that. I mean, to me, that's like, that would be my ultimate. That would be my dream. Typecast me and never let me work again. Also, that's like an excuse. Like, oh, I can't do that. I'm Kramer or whatever.
Right.
You know what
you're
mean?
Kind
like,
of, you're just locked in.
I can't yeah. do that. I said the N-word on stage.
Yeah, Kramer's not. I always go to Kramer, and that's not
you
the best
are
the best
Kramer.
Of example. Yeah.
yeah. In your was, wildest dreams, you're the man, the first man ever canceled.
Man, he was so canceled. That was about as hateful as it gets.
He was canceled until Larry David brought him back in Curb.
He did make an appearance in that? Yeah.
Oh, no, when they
Oh, they did like an yeah.
And he
yeah,
like
yeah,
they made
yeah.
fun of that, right? He's like he gets mad.
But even
at
still,
it,
he didn't really
move.
Come back.
Like, no, he had that
right
one
back
season.
In the,
it's
went
just
back
good
in
to
hiding.
See old white dudes kind of lifting each other up, giving each other second chances.
It's tough
and saying,
out here for
Let's
us.
Let's just laugh about. What if we yeah. just throw our heads back and laugh?
It's all a joke.
It's
Come
just
on.
A big joke. It's all for fun, you guys.
It's tough out here to be a white guy. Let me tell you.
I know. I'm related to a few of them. I see them struggle every day.
So my heart goes out to them. It's got to be scary right now. Like, what are you talking about? No, it's not. It's still
good.
It's still really nice.
Pretty good out here, Ma. Don't worry. I'll be okay. I'll be all right. But drag his ass is, I feel like, you know, it's like a rally cry for the girls, right?
It's a rally cry for
the
boys. We
had Men Are Trash was the one that floated around here, like these, mm-hmm. these, you know, mantras that really you guys just make fun of us relentlessly for.
We need
Hannah.
Something to cling on to. But my whole thing is that, like, a fuck boy can look like anything. So I'm doing it for the girls and the boys. Really. Mm. It's 360
like,
degree healing. That's what I say.
Like big dick energy can be, you know, it doesn't have
it's
to
gender
actually be
neutral.
A dick. Right.
Exactly. So yeah, I think it's important just to.
What is a female fuck boy?
I mean, it's the same in both genders. Yeah. A fuck boy, it's basically how I describe it is like it's someone who will say and do anything to get you to sleep with them. Mm-hmm. And then after the fact, there's like no accountability or responsibility. And there's just like a lot of traits that are very common among them. They like to lead you on. They like to gaslight you. They never like to make concrete plans.
I have beef with the term gaslighting.
Okay, let's unpack that.
I feel like a lot of people just lean on that one real, real heavy.
Definitely.
Like, I think a lot of people still don't really know what it means and use it totally incorrectly. And
I
it's
completely
like,
agree. Yeah. No, it's that's true. And also, like, people send me screenshots of, like, interactions with fuckboys. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'm like, I can't post this because you look crazy. Like,
right.
You're making us look bad.
Yes.
But I think it just goes
sometimes
to show
you just
you
are crazy.
Everyone
yes.
is everyone is that. That's kind of what I've learned throughout mm-hmm. this process. That
everyone's an asshole.
Bad. And people are just waiting to find someone who... I don't know, they can tolerate, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much. True love is just like, I can put up with you for a long period of time. Yeah.
I like the definition of fuckboy, though, because I've had misgivings that I'm a fuckboy. But if that's the definition, not even a little bit.
Well, there's, you don't leave you, maybe you're not defined you by it, but you could have tendencies.
I don't think
you look like it.
I
You look it.
When I don't dress, know if I don't think I'm good looking enough to look like it. I think fuckboys are hot.
Do you have to be hot to be a fuckboy?
You do not have to be hot to be a fuckboy.
Wrong.
I disagree with that.
Okay.
Because if you're
well,
just...
Well,
if you're
she
just,
invented it,
as someone who's had sex with ugly fuckboys, I can tell you you're wrong.
When you're about to fuck a fuckboy, do you know it? Or is
not
it until after the fact?
Not always. It's sometimes after. Like, there have been times where I've, like, really been clear, like, I don't want to have sex with you if you're a fuckboy, if you're going to ghost me, if it's this one-night stand. And sometimes they can just look you right in the eye and say, I'm not. And
then
they
are.
Their actions prove otherwise.
There is actually, this is going to sound ridiculous.
Oh, boy.
I came home the other night, and my girlfriend was watching Twilight, which I haven't. She's 12. And
okay. you guys are going against societal expectations, and I like that.
We just finished binging Barney, and now we're going to go into Twilight. Yeah.
And I'm sure I'd seen it at some point, but I'd never really seen it. And I was like cooking dinner, and I was kind of just listening in. And what's Robert Pattinson's character's name?
Edward Cullen. Yeah.
Edward. Edward was it was the first one, and Edward was explaining to Kristen Stewart how he is. Oh, fuck boy. And I was like, this is just like, he's like, I'm going to hurt you. I'm going, this is
yeah.
going to end
they
bad
all
for you.
Say that.
And she's like, no, but I still want you, even though you glow in the sunlight. And like, he's like, you don't, he's like, I'm going to eat you one day.
No, guys, guys think if they put the disclaimer on it, it just like, they have no responsibility in it. They're like, I'm actually not a good guy.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, I still
well, what
actually,
do you want? Yeah, you want the honesty, right?
If he's
all
like,
you want is honesty and you say give it to me up front. Because my thing is always like, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, so I don't say anything, and then it becomes a whole problem down the road. But it's like, okay, but then I'm gonna be upfront and honest with you, and it's not great, and then you're gonna be upset, and then I'm an asshole for being like an asshole. Then
well,
I'm like being
just
blunt
don't
or something.
Be don't be a bad guy. Instead of telling me you're a bad guy, just don't be one. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I think if
that's
both
a
people
fair point.
If both people are on the same page, like there's a difference between like being disrespectful and then just like telling someone what you want up front.
Right,
if you're
right,
not
right,
looking
right.
For
okay,
anything
that's
serious,
what I'm saying.
Et cetera,
I'm not gonna, yeah, when I'm not just like, I'm a dick, I'm gonna hurt you. But if it's like, I have a tendency to do this or I'm like, blah, 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 like that, and then it's not what you wanna hear, then it sounds like I'm just being a dick. And it's like, well, I thought you wanted me to be honest. I don't fucking know.
No, there's no one wins.
Yeah. You know what? I also found that like, I just know. That I am like an emotional child and an idiot, and so I'll try to be upfront about that, but it's not great. It's like I'm gonna say one thing and I'm gonna mean it, and then like I don't know, like a couple hours later, I'm not gonna feel that way anymore. Fuck, I don't know what to do.
Are you seeking help?
I should be.
That's,
I definitely need to get into therapy.
I have for anyone struggling with anything really. It's just start doing
out.
Therapy. Mm. Yeah, it helps. It's changed
have
my
you
life.
Been in therapy for a long time.
I've been in therapy for 4 years.
Oh, that's not that long.
It's not that long. I resisted it for a long time because I thought I didn't need it. And then I did. So that was a huge revelation.
I feel like everybody does.
See, everyone needs it. But also, like, I don't know. Every time I do it, I'm just like, I don't know. That was $300 down the drain.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
$300.
$300. It's like $250. It's out of network. And it's like. Mm-hmm. And then I'm too lazy. I've gone to her with like, hey, I'm so lazy. Like I don't fill out my copay for this stuff. We're like, I get paid back for it, and she's like, well, that's something you got to work on. I'm like, I knew that. I didn't need you.
I need you to tell me that.
What do you want her to do it for you?
Yeah.
That's what people want.
I don't need a therapist. I need like an assistant.
Yeah.
That's what that sounds like to me.
I need a personal assistant who does all the shit that I struggle with for me, and then I don't have to struggle with anything.
And you won't be struggling. But are you? So you have a girlfriend. You're single.
I'm divorced. Yeah.
Divorced. Okay. Okay, interesting. You define yourself as divorced instead of single.
Yeah, that is interesting, I guess.
It's a lot of information to offer. We don't have to talk about that. But I was
no,
curious.
You know what? That is very true. That is very true.
Just say I'm single.
Yeah.
I know it sounds like you're very upfront about things after
I'm very upfront on this. This is my therapist.
Okay.
I just get it all out
in
here.
And you do this every day?
In one form or another. This podcast you're on right now comes out twice a week, but I'm also on radio 5 days a week, and I have like 4 other shows. I just never shut the fuck up.
You're just talking a lot.
Pretty much.
Yeah. That's what guys love that. They love to talk. And they love to talk. You disagree?
I hate talking. If unless I'm paid to do
you're,
it.
Okay, oh, interesting. Boy.
I'd much rather just sit there silently and just... If I'm not on a microphone, I am...
Dead silent.
Like a fetus.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like
it's
there.
Weird.
And you're like, and people are finally
like... He doesn't text. He doesn't talk. He doesn't do anything.
I just sit like I'm like one of the assassins in a Jason Bourne movie where you just sit on a couch
waiting for the call.
Just waiting, like, okay, I gotta go do something.
It's like, okay, now I can talk again. Yeah. I'm back on the clock. Good
you
to
just
go.
Just plop your girlfriend in front of the TV.
Here's your snacks. Here's
this is getting weird. When you do drag his ass, is it a random person?
Mm-mm,
or
no.
It's like, so you know
they're
the
vetted.
Person. From, but it's still like, it's not like a friend or somebody you personally know. You get submissions or something like that?
It's usually like a friend of a friend.
Got
so
it.
So someone I have like
and they
one
agree
degree.
To it.
They agree to it. We do a pre-interview before so I can find out, you know, why they are the way that they are. I can structure the interview, find out like fun anecdotes to bring up and when they're in the hot seat. And then I bring them
on
stage.
Who the fuck would do this? Do you pay them like
$50,000? No, people love attention. They
Even
love
if
it.
It's and horribly negative?
Well, but that they're just like not apologetic about it. Also, I try to structure it so they do come off endearing. There's only been one that was like, I was not able to make him look like a good person. So that one I wasn't my favorite. But I think it's like you want the audience on their side. If the audience hates them, it's not fun for anyone.
No.
And then a few, well, I know at least one of them got laid after the show. So I feel like there's benefits to it.
Okay.
If that's what you're looking for.
I bet you that
one out of
you
how many?
A lot of.
Like 6 or 7 that I've redeemed, yeah, but like
4 went home and killed themselves. One got laid though,
yeah.
So pretty good.
You
structure.
Sound kind of like a cult leader almost.
No,
almost
that's
like,
what people. But it's
I will lead
goal.
You to redemption.
No,
and...
it was accidental. I stumbled into it, and it's like I'm just trying to help. I'm genuinely
the drag is
ass
you stumbled into.
It's just like I didn't realize what I was doing when I started it, and I love it. Like it's like one of my favorite things I've ever done. But it's like I just it makes me sad that I feel like we're so far from. Things getting better. I thought maybe quarantine would help because people would have time to like reflect and figure out what they want.
Heavens, no.
No one's doing that. They're just on Instagram.
No, they did that for, I think people did that for like 35 seconds.
Yeah.
And then
I did it for 0.
Yeah. I
like, reflect on what?
Well,
like
no,
my
not
life?
Just, no, no.
Because I have to stay in my room. I'm going to reflect on my life.
I don't mean the reflect, but remember, like, everybody baked the banana bread and like some people tried to get in shape and people were like, I'm going to use this time. And then they just stopped. They just use the time to like.
I think everyone
be assholes
everyone
inside instead of being assholes outside.
Agreed to the three month window, and then once 3 months went out, it was
like I'm
like,
not doing this anymore.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah,
I'm going back to eating.
But I don't think anything helps anything. I think we are on a track.
Hey,
because like
you heard it here first. I don't think anything. You guys make merch.
Yeah, we do. We're gonna throw that on.
Anything.
We're gonna needlepoint. We'll put that on the wall. Like eat, pray, love, and then you know. I don't think anything helps anything. Like people are like, we just got to get to the election, or we just got to get to this, or we just got to get to that. It's like no, we're trending downward as a collective humanity, and it's not gonna stop for anything. Yeah. It's never gonna stop.
That's definitely one way of looking at it.
It's the correct way of looking at it, if you ask me. But I am, breaking news, a pessimist, so.
Yeah, no, and that's okay. I think there is, like, you know, if you have low expectations and you expect the worst, then you won't be disappointed.
I mean, put that bar on the motherfucking ground.
I know. I'm just excited for global warming to kill us all.
Right.
And then the animals can really have their
rule.
Moment.
Yeah.
And we won't be here to see it. They're just going to, like, exist.
Wouldn't that
be
great?
Yeah, I think about it sometimes. I'm like, I hope we save the planet, but if we don't, like, dolphins are gonna just have so much fun.
Dolphins are. Be careful. They're not gonna have fun. They're gonna be a.
They're gonna
rule
sex.
With
they're
a like an iron
everything.
Fin. They don't fuck around.
They don't. And apparently,
they will
they're like
rape
as
you
smart
and kill
as
you.
Humans.
Yeah.
I think also animals don't realize how good they have it. I think if the humans went away.
Oh,
like,
really?
A lot.
Which animals? Pets?
All of
them.
Well,
the dogs would be fucked. Dogs
almost,
would be in trouble.
Dogs would be in trouble.
Wouldn't that be funny? All the wild animals are like, welcome back, pussy.
Yeah, like,
come on back to the wild.
Like, wish I had a fucking cage around me. There's wolves everywhere.
Yeah, there's no more indoor living. There's no more, like, you know, scraps of filet mignon. You're just back in the wild with the raccoons and shit.
Yeah.
You have any pets?
No. I had a dog growing up, a Jack Russell Terrier, and that was enough for one lifetime because those dogs are absolutely batshit insane.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, she
so
was
you hated
cute.
Your dog?
No, I was really sad when she died. if that means anything. But like, she was just like a, she would like terrorize, she was like a domestic terrorist for our family. She would bite car tires as we would leave the driveway and pop holes in them.
In what? A tire?
Yeah. She was.
And it's like a tire's like small, right?
Yeah,
or no?
Yeah. It's very small.
Can bite through a, like a Goodyear tire?
Yeah.
Of an automobile?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
So when she died, we were like, okay, but now we can actually leave the driveway freely. But I think about her fondly.
Did you ever like worry about running over at her?
We did, and then we just saw like that just she was like invincible. Like she just could do anything.
She's like one of those beetles. I forget. I see the weirdest stuff online, like everyone. But there was like some beetle they're studying because it can get run over by a car and it just like keeps on trucking.
Oh, that's a terrible.
They're trying to work.
Imagine like, they're going to be ruling. They're going to be the ruling class.
I have no interest in like invincibility or immortality or any of that nonsense.
Mm-mm, when do you want to die?
I want to upload my consciousness to the cloud.
Why?
You're
and
crazy.
Then that's just how I would like to exist.
But why?
I just don't want a physical body anymore. I think it's just like a lot of trouble.
That's for sure. It's but like, what? Like so is the brain.
Yeah, but then the it's whole just kind of really... like you can just be vibing.
You just vibe.
And so like, sell merch?
Yeah.
So
I do, actually.
You're on a cloud and you hang out, like your friends just kind of take you with them?
Yeah, or we're all in the cloud, and then it's just kind of we're just floating around.
You want to be a center.
Yeah, that'd be cool. If there was, like, a projection of my consciousness somehow. Or
I mean,
like
it's called Twitter, really, you know? Like,
yeah, but I'm still here. Like, I'm here in this office right now.
Yeah.
I have the shirt on, these pants. I don't want to deal with that. I don't
want to
work out anymore.
Take it off. Let's
I'm
just
sick
do this
of
naked.
Working out. The idea of having to work out till, like, I'm old... Just I just want to, like, one day be like, that's the last time I'm ever going to work out.
Oh, I did that about 7 years ago. Come
You're
join
brave
me.
Brave for that. I couldn't
It's terrible.
That.
Don't get me wrong. My body hurts every single day, and I'm, like, 35 going on 85, but you can just stop.
You can do it. You're right. That's a personal choice I make every day, actively. Mm. But it's hard when you have a sickness where you think you have to work out every day. Or at least 5 days a week. That's the compromise I've made with myself.
And how long have you had this illness?
Since college, probably. Going to Boston College, which is where I originally heard about BarstoolSports.com.
I feel like you probably hate us.
You can just say it.
No, I see. Here's the thing. I hate the idea.
I'm kind of stunned.
I hate the idea of it, right? But then when I like watched your guys' interviews and stuff, and when you kind of like were throwing shade at David Letterman, I was like, okay, these guys are. Making
are you down
points.
With this?
They're making. Because
I that was very brave of me.
It was extremely
like,
brave to
I
go on
a lot
record.
Of shit for that.
Well, I guess like
but I catch a lot of shit for literally everything, so it doesn't phase me. But that one was like.
It's a controversial take. I don't disagree. I don't like to like publicly shit on people. There's like so many celebrities I love that I would rather talk about. But David Letterman specifically, I'm like, what is the big deal?
Right.
I just don't see it.
But I acknowledge that like he must have done something to gain this position. Like, I don't know. I don't even think of him as a stand-up comic, but mm-hmm. he was, right?
Oh, I don't even know.
Yeah.
He
so,
was.
Like, back, like in his day, was he, like, you know, Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, like, was he, like, that dude? Because then, you know, he earned it. But when I watch this shit now, I'm just like, this is pretty fucking average.
I don't
dry.
Know.
Yeah.
I don't know what he could have, like, said or done in stand-up back in the day, but, like, I read that book, Robin, like, about Robin Williams, and it was, like, talked about how Robin Williams was so stunned the first time he saw Letterman in his crowd. Being like, holy shit, Letterman came to my, like, the Laugh Factory, whatever, one of those LA spots. He's like, holy shit, David Letterman.
It feels like the Emperor's New Clothes. It's just like everybody, like, agreed to this thing.
I know. And he was so weird at CVS with Kim Kardashian.
That was terrible.
He was being a freak.
So, and the whole thing with the phone.
I just felt for her in that moment because she agreed to do this thing. She goes to CVS with him. And then he's just being a fucking weirdo. And
for,
that was
for
like.
As not normal as Kim is and her whole family is, they all are kind of not weird.
They all are kind of not weird. And as someone who watches Keeping Up, I'm a Kardashian apologist.
I think we are too.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm,
that's
I'm
a
full blown fan.
But I hate when people are like, a lot of money for no talent. Like, no, they have fucking, they're the best
talent.
Marketers
they're
in the world.
Businesswomen. Right. Mm-hmm. And I think people hate them for no reason, which is why I don't
I mean,
like to.
Because they're jealous.
Yeah, and I think, well, maybe some people have reasons, or if they're, like, racist against Armenians, but I think, and on the whole, they're good. Like, I support them, and I think,
and
honestly,
even,
they've done a lot to change. I know they're, like, plastic surgeried up and everything, but, like, they are thicker and, like, changing, I think, like, beauty standards.
Hell yeah. If you got a fat booty now, it's like, they help. Like,
that was like, we're not giving Kim credit for that.
No, but I mean, it's not, I mean, it's like, J-Lo's really, I think, put it on the scene. And then, like, Kim kind of grabbed that torch.
I think we're ignoring a huge elephant in the room. And that's our Mix-a-Lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Giving credit
no doubt,
to a man
but...
for making big butts. Sure, yeah. Whatever. Welcome to Barstool Sports.
The reason why girls have big asses, men.
Because of Sir Mix-a-Lot. Yeah. We thank him. Yeah.
No, I'm totally down with the Kardashians. And she was just like, get me out of this fucking store with this old, weird man.
And his big, ugly beard.
So who else do you hate?
Oh, I like his beard.
No,
who else do you hate? Come on, let's go.
I actually don't hate that many people. I try to find, like, the redeeming qualities. I just think when I saw that Netflix was giving another show to David Letterman, I was like, what the hell? He's not, like, some young
kid. His retirement.
Yeah, who's there, like, taking a chance on. It's just like, oh, he's going to get the best guests and then just sit across from them and be like, what's up?
And I've watched every
single... Honestly, that title kind of, like... encapsulates it all, where it's just like, yeah, it's going to be about my guest, who is awesome because I'm David Letterman.
Right.
I've watched, I think, not every single one, but I've watched a vast majority of them from starting from season one, and I was, like, so excited to go. And even, I think I watched the Obama one first, and I was like, this is just, it's not great.
It's pedestrian.
How do you make an interview with Obama boring?
Right.
That's my thing. It's like, that takes talent.
Yeah, there you go. So you tolerate us because we don't like David Letterman, but the rest of us,
I just like,
just
I
let it out. It's okay.
More about
it's totally
the culture.
Okay.
Because when it was first starting, I think when, I don't know how long it was around before I was in college, but
what
I feel like
it
was,
college?
I dropped out in 2011.
Oh yeah. All right. So I started in 2009. He started in Boston in like 2004-ish.
Okay. Yeah. It wasn't even on my radar, but I think it was like toxic masculinity vibes, like a lot. And then it would just like. I don't know. I think the smoke show, Barstool smoke shows, very formative for me. My body dysmorphia. it was just like, it was such like a cornerstone of the school. And then I feel like Bro Bible popped up and then there were like a lot of copycats.
Yeah.
And then it was
There really
like,
hasn't been many. Like Bro Bible was on the scene for like a minute and we kind of thought of them as competition and then, and then it kind of disappeared.
And now
we just cornered the toxic masculinity market.
But you also
it's a
have
monopoly.
Women, you gave a platform for women as well, so I think that's good. You know, it's all we can do.
Nice, nice job,
buddy. Pat yourselves on the back.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we
us
are
and Sir Mix-a-Lot really
heroes,
the world for women.
Doing amazing things for the feminist movement. But no, I don't hate you guys. I think there's just a perception of Barstool.
Definitely.
And then you guys reposted a TikTok that I made, and a bunch of my straight male acquaintances reached out. So I was like, okay, they have the reach is amazing. Very powerful. And we always want to hear from those guys, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, it's just, if you need more takes from straight white guys,
you get them
come
here.
Come on down.
If you're tired of Letterman.
So what's next? I mean, how did you go through quarantine? Like, did you switch over to digital shit? Are you, you know,
sort
of taking a break?
Yeah, I mean, it was tough without stand-up for so long, and I was still writing jokes, so I did make, like, two sort of like experimental short films that were doing stand-up as voiceover. And then it would be like visuals around like I did the first one at my parents' house and then the second one at my neighbor's house who lives on the water. So it was like very visually nice. And so I kind of call that like ambient stand-up, which was fun.
Ooh,
and,
did you like coin that phrase?
No, I didn't think of it. Someone else thought of it, but I'm latching on to
it. You're stolen.
They thought of it
so
in,
you are
in
a thief.
No, they were describing me. So I do feel ownership of that.
Okay, that's fine.
But I've done a few other like digital things. It's just like I'm not a front facing camera comedy person, and that's okay. You know, the like people that do like characters and bits.
Yeah.
It's just not for me.
Yeah.
It's not my lane, and I know that, so I'm staying out of it.
But you can do another version of that, no? Or there's just no feeling, like no type that you feel comfortable just like doing that.
There, it's like maybe on TikTok, I've done a couple of, I dabble with TikTok. I'm not big on there. I don't like it as a medium, but it seems like a necessary evil.
Yeah.
You know, I'll do like random, I'll do videos, but I try to make them like, I don't really do characters.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you don't have to do that though. You can, I don't know, just observational stuff.
Yeah, or... people do like that. It's weird.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't actually said anything, but people do share it. It's
weird. That's the name of the game. Yeah, I can't do like anything kind of like scripted, really. I'm not very good at.
I can't look at myself on the camera. So that's why I can't do the front-facing
How
stuff.
How have you been existing with Zoom and everything?
Oh, I just don't look at myself. It's not that hard.
I can't stop. I just stare the whole time.
Are
that's
you
why I
yourself?
Have to put makeup on for therapy. Because I'm like, if I see my face for this long.
You put makeup on just for therapy?
Yeah.
I don't think that's crazy. When I was in quarantine, I do it here now, which is a real fucking rush doing it sitting right here because you're like, hope these cameras aren't on. Like, I don't know how to turn them off. So like,
John was convinced at the beginning of quarantine that all of his Zooms were being like recorded by the therapist and like put out their secret.
I don't know.
Just straight paranoia.
Yeah. I thought like it would maybe – it was easier for her to do it in that. Like, she could have just had a camera in the office.
She could have filmed
you
the whole time.
Too.
Yeah.
Right.
And
essentially, therapists could ruin all of our lives. With or without recordings.
They could blackmail the fuck out of, like, everybody.
I don't think they could blackmail the fuck out of me. Because I don't think I've ever said anything that I haven't said here.
They can't blackmail me because I lie. I feel like I lie to my therapist a lot. Totally counterproductive.
What would possession... Why? Like, what's the motivation?
Probably like there are things that I don't even want to admit to myself, you know? So I'm like, I'm going to tell this guy, this girl, whoever, this thing, and they're going to judge me. And I don't want to be judged. It's a complete waste of literally everybody's time and money.
Yeah, it does seem that way from what you're describing.
I need to go to like a therapist to learn to get over certain things to then go to a therapist.
Yeah.
I need therapy for therapy.
Which I know people with multiple therapists. And
that's pretty... You got to be pretty crazy for that, huh?
Some of them go to one therapist to talk about another therapist. I'm like, I would just get a new therapist.
What? See that? I think you're addicted to therapy. I think maybe. That's weird, right?
That's a lot.
That means you're an actual crazy
it's
person.
A lot of therapy.
You're not talking about yourself, are you?
No.
the person I know is me.
Yeah, it's me. I'm talking about. No, I have one therapist lover. I have no complaints.
If I was a therapist and I found out that you had another therapist, I think I'd be pissed.
I would feel weirdly jealous.
Yeah, I'd be like,
territorial.
Yeah, like you're cheating on me,
or
am I getting the job done?
Like,
yeah,
but I guess some people need a lot of help, and we are happy they're finding that help.
Yes, yes, you are a very positive person, huh?
I try.
But are you trying? Like, do you mean it? Or are you just trying?
I do. No, I think it's good to be
positive.
Because
I feel like
you
could just unleash this like negativity if you wanted to.
I could.
Yeah, yeah. You kind of scare me. Yeah, I feel like you could.
Thank you.
Like you could just have this like almost like a superpower or some shit. Like your eyes will light up, and you're just like. Negative.
It's something I've had to actively try to not do because it's so easy to be negative. It's so
easy. Super easy.
And I do get negative sometimes, but it's like I try to just like once I'm out on the other side, I never like regret just like working through those feelings, but I do think it's just better to be positive.
Well, what makes you negative? What sets you off?
A lot of it's like career stuff. Like if I feel like things aren't happening quick enough or, you know, I'm just frustrated with like where everything is at with the pandemic. Obviously, it's like out of everyone's control. But I think what's been annoying me throughout quarantine is people being like, well, everyone's in the same boat. And it's like, well, I've spent years trying not to compare myself to other people. And now you're telling me that everything's fine because everybody's life sucks. It's like, I don't care. I want to like be successful. So I think that's something that I like, you know, you stew in that for a bit, but then it is. The truth is everyone's life sucks right now.
I also don't like people who are overly positive too, though. The rise and grind people of the internet who are like, are you one of those?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
If you ever hear me say rise and grind, you have permission to smack me. And I'm saying that on the record.
No one who's ever said rise and grind with any sort of sincerity is successful.
Can't be, right?
I don't think so.
Or if you're saying that you've just decided to make that like your thing, like your bit. I'm like Captain Positive, you know?
I feel like Rise and Grind is copywritten
but it had
by
to start
like the
in
kid
series,
from
right?
your hometown who probably sold weed in high school and now drives a Nissan Altima, pretty new, 2016 probably.
Ooh.
Classy.
He's doing okay.
He's got like a speaker system in it.
That,
and
like
then
Bose,
he, like,
you know?
He sells, God, I don't know what he sells. Maybe... I was going to say cell phones.
No. But, I think like pharmaceutical sales maybe.
We're from different hometowns. Okay. Pharmaceutical sales in my hometown are drug dealers. No, he got out of that game. He was a pharmaceutical salesman for a while.
He was a street pharmacist, yeah.
Now he like, maybe he owns his own gym.
Ooh, so he's like kind of like a meathead.
Yeah.
Okay, and he's the rising
guy. I'm literally
guy.
Describing a specific person.
Do you want to talk
like,
about
hey,
it?
Hey, Jerry, what's up, man? That rise and grind or like the, you know, like God's bless you with another day sort of thing. It's like...
I think, yeah, I group like up. Rise and grind people with like people who wear shirts that say spiritual gangster.
Yeah.
And
I don't believe I've ever encountered that.
Carl
if
Lentz?
I saw that.
You've never seen that? You've never seen that?
I don't think I've seen spiritual that. Gangster, sure, yeah. No. I think I would have to smack that person too.
Yeah.
That is.
It's, yeah. If you, Because especially because they're like $90 for a tank top that says spiritual gangster. I'm like, you're buying this at Bandier. You're like a capitalist and you don't, you're not spiritual or gangster.
I get a kick out of that. When I think I'm coming back around on that. When people are like, you know, you're at the protest. They're like conveniently on your Apple phone. You know what I mean? But it's like, well, I don't know. Yeah.
I have to participate in society.
I need a cell phone while I still
protest.
People
were pissy. I make sure to say I only sleep with socialists. And people were like, well, you're making money off that. And it's like, well, because I have to eat.
Yeah. There's still some basic shit here.
And
that,
I have all, you know, I have.
And I also fuck, you know, other people who aren't socialists.
I support capitalism when it benefits me personally.
Of course.
Isn't that how it works?
Yes.
So I mean, I obviously have an iPhone and I'm not ready to like move to the woods.
Right.
And give up all my possessions, but.
And you bang capitalists. So.
I have historically, I only sleep with socialists now.
Going forward?
Going forward.
Is that something like, I can't tell if this is a joke or not, so I'm just going to ask you. You actually asked that?
Yes, I will. I mean, it's not come up. I know. Usually, like, people's political views, I feel like these days come up pretty organically.
Yeah.
But if I were on a date with someone, I would probably say, like, where do you fall politically? And if it was on the wrong side of history, bye.
I don't think that's as crazy as it used to be. I think there, like, was a time when, like, it's like, oh, we don't talk about politics, we don't talk about religion, all that stuff. I think just in this day and age, like, it makes sense.
I agree. And I think if you're religious, that's going to be tough for me.
How religious? Like, is there?
If you list your religion on a dating profile, that's going to be tough.
What about I go to church every Sunday?
No.
You're out.
Couldn't.
Really?
I don't think so.
Just believe in God.
What if I do?
No, believe in God I think is chill. I guess it depends what religion too. But I think if you were like.
I hate the Jews. No, I'm out on them.
So many Jewish people are not practicing. So it's like, I think they have a relationship with God, but it's not like, they're not going to try to like convert me necessarily. I think if you were Catholic, if you're like a 25-year-old guy and you're Catholic and going to church, I don't know. I just have trouble with that.
Yeah, that I see that because then they would want you to be part of that world and like.
And what if
they
don't? With it
what
is,
if I, what if I, what if we're dating? I wake up every Sunday. I just go to church without you. I come back. That's it.
I don't know.
Really?
I grew up Catholic, and
that seems
like
not very fair.
There's so much judgment and shame with religion. I would just have trouble with someone who actively participates. Also, like the pedophilia stuff.
Yeah, that's why
if it's Catholic, I think that would be particularly hard for me because like they have so much money and they've like done so much wrong.
Yeah.
If it was like a new age church where it's like everyone's spiritual and we go and we like celebrate life, like that's different.
We're back to Carl Lentz.
Boy, do we have the church for you. I have two kids and I was like, they're young and I'm kind of debating the religion thing. And at first I was kind of like, well, they'll do like the CCD and the sacraments and all that shit just because that's what I did. And that's, it gives you like some sense of community and blah, blah, blah. But then I think I came around and I was just like, this is an institution that really like does a lot of bad shit, so I just don't think I need to even casually support it in any way, shape, or form.
I think that's probably the best for your kids. Wow. Yeah. I think
it'll probably just be up to what their mother decides, but you know, that's my thoughts at least.
But it's nice that you thought about it.
Yeah, that's the thought that counts, right?
You made a decision, and you'll always have that.
Yeah, so right here. I got that going for me. So you can't be religious. You can't be Republican, basically. And is that it?
I would say probably no pedophiles.
Oh,
that's another
fuck. We're off the list.
No one laughed. That was a callback to my 12-year-old girlfriend. That wasn't an admission of guilt.
Are you sure?
What if you met a guy?
We're cutting that. That fell too flat. It's out.
Not only are we not cutting that, that's going to be a highlight on social. That's going to be a Twitter clip to promote the episode.
She's 26. It's not that.
If you met a guy who was like, I mean, I guess this is kind of impossible based on your personality and what you would like. But if he was like perfect otherwise, like when you're not talking about anything of those matters, you're hanging out like happy, good, sex is good. Everything's fun. Everything. But like, you know that he's voting against you. You're out.
Can't. I'm sorry. There's just something indicative about the person and what their beliefs are. It's just like if you're a single issue voter at this point, it's just like I can't. Even if he was like, it's taxes. It's
what about,
just about taxes.
I was going to say. People,
even if it's not a social
shit.
Issue.
Yeah.
Because it's like you're just ignoring like women's rights, the rights of black people, immigrants, LGBT. Like I just can't look past that.
What about if someone's not like political at all?
That's very like ignorant. I just don't think. Yes. I used to be like that. I was Republican growing up. And then I was like, I don't care about politics anymore. Yeah. So I was like, I I was like a cop out for a few years where I just didn't vote and I didn't care. But I just don't think we can afford that anymore, personally. And I know you don't like to talk about politics on here. We don't have to.
No, not really. I mean, I don't care. We talk about whatever on this.
It's just, yeah, that would be like a no from me.
So you're a pain in the ass to date.
I'm very low maintenance, but I have my, you know, standards.
Yeah,
that's good. As far as who I will even entertain the idea of dating.
And who you will get dragged.
Bernie Sanders.
Who you will drag.
Bernie Sanders? Bernie Sanders can get it. Bernie Sanders can absolutely get
it. Would you have sex with Bernie Sanders?
Yes.
Would you date Bernie Sanders?
Yes.
Like you would be like on his
I would
like,
date
that's
Bernie
my
Sanders.
Boo.
I wouldn't have sex with him. I think Bernie's hilarious.
That's performative Bernie's allyship. A cool cat. You have to be willing to fuck as well.
Performative allyship. It's not a term I've heard, but if it puts Bernie Sanders' dick in my mouth, then whatever.
You would legitimately date Bernie Sanders, like, at that, you know, and forget about the politics and everything. You would just date a guy who's, I don't know, what is he, like, 130?
He's in his mid-100s, and he's just done so much good in his career, and I think he's a good person. Yeah, I'd be down.
All right. The drive. You ever see that video of him backing out of his driveway? It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
Is it?
It is so funny.
Why have I not seen
it? He starts going on to the
sidewalk.
It's
exactly what you would think Bernie Sanders backing out of
the
driveway.
And then as he finally gets out, it's probably like a 45-second video of him backing out of his driveway. It's as long as his table. And then when he finally gets out and starts driving the other way, like his door is ajar. It's just beautiful.
Who's great. Filming?
I think it was when he was campaigning still. Mm-hmm. So I think it was like paparazzi or, you know, media, whoever you want to call it, outside his house. I love Bernie. Bernie cracks me up.
That voice that is video just so is, perfect. I wish so I could good. Get speech after speech after speech of that voice.
When
he talks
ASMR.
To Cardi in them, it's just so funny.
I know.
Cardi B.
Them playing off of each other, it was a beautiful thing to come out of this election.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm thankful.
Well, while we're doing some hypothetical questions, we're going to go across and do Answer the Internet. You ready?
Okay, sure.
Let's go.
I've got some issues that nobody can see. And all of these emotions are pouring out of me. I bring them to the light in you. It's only right. This is the soundtrack to my life. The soundtrack to my life. 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 Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.